the subscribers. There's over 2,000 of you now at Real Alex Jones, my personal account here on X that I got over 16 years ago that the deep state 5 years ago took away from us. I want to thank you for subscribing and supporting what I'm doing. I want you to know that I apologize for neglecting you. I've had Chase Geyser, the shooting camera right now, and others say, hey, subscribers are great. They love original content. I'm working 16 hours a day trying to keep this place afloat, trying to work with outside folks to have backups set up. They're really trying to shut us down in the next 2 months. We already survived 9 weeks ago. Their illegal vigilante attempted takeover with the U.S. trustee from the Justice Department in my bankruptcy, not telling the judge and ordering this place closed without any pieces of paperwork. So we fought that off, but they've got more plans to try to take over. So I'm apologizing because I really appreciate you, but also letting you know I'm busier than a one-legged man in an ice cream contest. That said, I'm going to start shooting at home more philosophical videos. And I'm also going to start at least a few days a week doing special reports that are just for you and also kind of giving you the inside baseball because I'm very, very thankful for your support. And it's really critical that out of the tens of millions of listeners we have a day, less than 1% ever buy anything at InfoWarsStore.com or, you know, ever even support our sponsors. And we have some good sponsorship and we get some great support. It's just we really do have tens of millions of people watching, you know, a day and less than 1% ever buy anything. And look, I get there's a glut of media. There's all these channels. There's all this news. There's Netflix. There's HBO. There's, you know, the Sports Center and ESPN. But InfoWars really has for 30 years chronicled how the world really works. That's why you're obviously subscribers and you're smart and you're informed and you're dialed in. And a lot of you can teach me more than I know personally. And so one idea I've got, and I need to get these ideas going because once you start something that, you know, that becomes habitual is that I'm going to start doing at least twice a month, a Saturday or a Sunday show for like an hour where we just send subscribers a live feed. We can do that, right, Chase? And I have the crew come in, and then I can just come on and say, hey, it's your Ask Me Anything. I mean, that's one of the interviews I'll do. And so, Chase, let's do it. We should come in Saturday at, say, noon, or you have it set up at like 11. I should do an hour live Ask Me Anything for the subscribers so they get to ask the questions. And it's really their show. And then I'm making a guess. We'll do a poll, but I know what you're going to say. You don't just want to have your questions asked. You want me to then air it. So I'll do it just to you private when we take the questions. But that's something that's interesting. You'll bring up topics I would never think of. And then we will air it that day. So then we'll go from noon to one. We'll then take an hour break. And then I'll go live at two for an hour, cover news that's happening and reach millions on our InfoWars platform, Band Up Video and Real Off Shows and on stations to pick it up. And then we'll say, hey, earlier today I did a subscription deal and we'll air that. And I can do a poll on InfoWars and on X. Hey, do subscribers want me after I do special shows with you to air them? I think you're going to want to do that, right? And I would imagine a lot of you want to grab it and put your clips out. So I don't think I'll even do a poll. I know how you are. You want to win the war, but you'll get the exclusive and then the exclusive questions, which I'm very thankful for. It's not like, oh, I'm doing you a favor, doing a special show for you. You're the folks that care the most. You're the people that actually, out of the millions, actually care to support us when it's so vital. That's what we're going to do. It's very exciting. And then we'll do some other events. You know, once we get more subscribers, because I need to pay the crew, we will do something like maybe for just subscribers, do like symposiums or something, and then have a bunch of guests in for like a whole day, like an online conference. And then we'll take clips out of it and put it out there. Cause that's the whole point is get all the brains together and then get it out to the general public, wake them up. So that's that. Thanks for following Real Alex Jones and thanks for being subscribers. Again, we've not really sent much out to you. I apologize, but I'm in high gear right now, folks, with 59 days left of the election. So thank you so much for your support. You are the Paul Revere. So thank you.
Folks, that was our stalwart leader, Alex Jones, with a special message to Twitter subscribers. You can follow him at Real Alex Jones. Follow InfoWars at InfoWars. Follow me at Harrison H. Smith. I've been pending on subscriptions on Twitter for the last year and a half, so you can't subscribe to me. But you can follow me if you do. We'll be right back with your Daily Dispatch. Don't go anywhere, folks.
Nitric Boost. Turmeric 95, high quality CBD gummies. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com via the InfoWars MD line. Now, this is a private label of one of the top supplement makers in the country of high-end quality at reasonable prices. They let us private label their products. That's why you've already heard of Body's Ultimate Formula. Well, we got the 95% curcuminoid from them. This is just their brand of that. And so it is available under Turmeric 95. That's the name. So we're sold out of Body's, but we have Turmeric 95 that is, again, the same concentrated turmeric. Same thing with Nitric Boost. Nitric Boost came from this company. They even let us use their name. It's now our best seller. We sold out of our version. Their version has a white bottle. It's the exact same thing. You get it at InfoWarsStore.com. So check out InfoWars MD at InfoWarsStore.com.
It's Friday, September 6th in the year of our Lord, 2024. And you're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
I think it's time to blow this thing, get everybody in the stuff together. Okay, 3, 2, 1, let's jam.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to The American Journal. I'm your host, Harrison Smith. We got a lot to talk about today, folks. Goodness. We're going to be taking your phone calls throughout the show. But it's getting crazy, folks. It really is. And the move against free speech worldwide is really taking on a new and terrifying form. I think we just saw the first little taste of it with the supposed indictment, the, at this point, highly suspect indictment against Lauren Chen and Tenet Media. We'll get into that, but the more I think about it, I mean, I covered it a lot on yesterday's show. But the more you think about this, the less sense it makes. And at this point, I'm almost wondering if the whole thing wasn't a honeypot trap. Like, I would love to talk to Lauren Chen or her husband, who were the two, you know, running Tenet to Media. So I don't know if these supposed Russian agents even existed. I'm very
not only did they exist,
thing.
Not only did they existed with multiple personas. I read the whole indictment yesterday and everything.
I read the whole indictment too. Why did they use multiple personas?
So that they could trick the people at Tenet into thinking that there were financiers, right? Grigorian was
there were financiers though. The money came from somewhere.
It came from Russia, RT.
Right. But they knew it came from RT.
No, they didn't.
Who didn't?
Everyone who worked at Tenet Media other than Lauren Chen and her husband.
So, but they knew?
Yes. No.
Yes, they did.
They did eventually know. They said they knew it was the Russians.
Yeah.
Right? There were text messages displayed in the... There were dated text messages in the indictment that said that they ultimately figured it out. Right. And we think that they figured it out maybe sometime in April. Right. When the woman, Lena, had number one, she had scheduled a meeting for Paris time and then accidentally.
I got the tower wrong and then searched, you know, what time
Moscow.
Is it in Paris. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And so there was that mess up. There's the fact that Grigorian was misspelled multiple times, right? They were trying to make it seem like to the other people other than Lauren Chen and her husband, the other people mm-hmm. in Tenet Media, that there were investors, that there were a bunch of people. You saw the slip ups. If you read the indictment, you saw the slip ups where either Lena or Kolesnikov.
Yeah, but here's the thing. That's not illegal.
It was illegal for Lauren Chen and her husband not to register themselves as principals of foreign agents under the FARA Act. Yes, 100%. It says in the indictment.
I know, but the FARA Act only applies to lobbying efforts. It's not about media.
No, in this case it does. It applies to them and their media organization. I'll pull it up.
I know, but well, I mean, I know that's what the indictment says, but that's not what the FARA law was written for. I mean, the FARA law is about foreign agents registering for lobbying efforts. Like if you lobby directly to a, I pulled it up yesterday. There was a case in 1995 where they wanted to show a Canadian documentary, and they actually changed FARA to remove the part about political propaganda, because it's not about stopping. The FARA Act is not about whether your country is an enemy or an ally with the United States. It's just foreign. So if this Canadian person wants to lobby the U.S. government, they have to register. If a Russian person wants to, they have to register. If an Iranian person wants to, they have to register. It's not about whether your country is friendly or not. You just have to register. You have to register if you're lobbying the American government for something. Otherwise, every single media outlet would be in violation of this. Every single media outlet takes foreign money. I have a list today that should be printed out soon where, you know, they show the number of media outlets that have received tens of millions of dollars directly from the Chinese government. That's not illegal. There's nothing illegal about it having foreign investors, even if you're a media company. So, like, unless you're lobbying the government, that's what the FARA law is about. That's why I'm saying none of this makes any sense. The FARA law doesn't apply. What does it say? Engaged in domestic lobbying or advocacy for foreign governments, organizations, or persons to register with the DOJ. Yeah, but lobbying and advocacy. That's the thing. It doesn't apply. So scroll down to where
there's advocacy. Maybe they're interpreting it with advocacy. The word advocacy.
Yeah, that doesn't right. But that doesn't make any sense. And again, it's not about whether you're an enemy or not. That means that anybody receiving money from Britain is has to register. No, I mean that doesn't make any sense.
The other thing might have been the fact that they needed the capital to start up Tenet here in the United States, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm slightly uncertain, because again, I didn't necessarily get a legal interpretation of the indictment. I just read it, with the guys in the control room, after the show yesterday. We all kind of dug into it, and it just makes it seem like Lauren Chen and her husband both kind of knew what was up, and they were paid extremely handsomely, and they negotiated very, very handsome contracts. I mean, there should have been some eyes raised. It looked like Commentator 1 and Commentator 2 actually tried to do some due diligence to figure out where the money was coming from. I don't know if it was Tim Pool's team or if it was Benny Johnson.
Right, now where the Edward Gregarian, they made up like the fake profiles and the fake
CV. Exactly. I, of course, just for grins, I Googled the name, and of course, there's a person out there named Ed Gregarian, right, who looks like he's in like some finance. You see a couple things on the front page of Google. So, if you were to receive a bio like that, something that looks, pretty nicely made, and, you give it a simple Google search, a couple of, things check out, and it's like, oh, okay, sure. Yeah, okay, I'll sign with these people. They want to pay me. And I was talking to Reese, the editor, about a lot of the stuff in this industry, right, where you've got people who are independent content creators, and someone, offers to pay you something like, let's just say, let's lowball you. $200,000 a year. Is that cool with you? Would you want to join Tenet Media for $200,000? A lot of people would say yes, right? Because of the nature of how, the information economy is, right? The news economy.
But this is where I'm still confused. I honestly don't think FARA applies here. Everything I've seen, and pull up the Wikipedia and scroll down to the 1995 Canadian case. I don't think FARA applies here, because they weren't lobbying Congress. They weren't trying to affect political change by, advocating for anything. So they weren't foreign agents. Lauren Chen, I don't even think is a naturalized American citizen. So that's another little caveat that's bizarre. Lauren Chen and her husband aren't indicted or charged with anything. So, they're not even saying that they did anything wrong. So, I guess you could say that it would be violating sanctions, because that would be the only legal barrier to accepting foreign money would be if that money had sanctions on it. But sanctions aren't applied to entire countries. They're applied to certain industries and specific people or specific accounts within those. In it. That's why there's like rounds of sanctions. Because like first they'll sanction, you know, this sector, then they sanction this other sector. So I don't think, you know, I don't think they were violating any sanctions, and they don't mention any sanctions in the document. They mention FARA, but FARA doesn't apply. If FARA applied, well, Al Jazeera is foreign funded, BBC is foreign funded. They're allowed to have, you know, offices here. They don't register as foreign agents. I mean, actual foreign
they
agents
might.
Also don't
they
register.
Might. But I'm not exactly sure.
Okay, but so the question is, why would they hide that the source of the money was Russia? Why would they want to conceal that?
Oh, I think that they said when they were looking for Commentator One. I've actually got the document open.
Oh wait, you dropped out there.
Give me 1 second here. Yeah, I'm talking to the crew.
Yeah, if y'all just print out the whole indictment, we'll go through it because I read the whole thing and was trying to keep track of like what the actual accusations were, what the actual wrongdoing was. And they have a bunch of stuff about text messages, and they have, you know, they reference the Russians, and they have this, and like clearly the Russian people were being shady and had these multiple accounts that they were operating, multiple like aliases that they were operating as, which is weird and suspicious, but why? I legitimately don't understand what the problem with it was.
So on page 6 of the indictment, they start listing examples. For example, in July 2021, an email inviting a contact to apply for a job with RT, founder one, either Chen or her husband, wrote that the budget is going to be larger, but acknowledged, "I know being Russian, some folks in the U.S. aren't too hot on them, LOL.
Right.
Right. And so I think that founder one and founder two knew that if the money was connected to people who were Russian, there were just maybe bad optics involved.
Yeah, that makes sense. But that's not illegal. It might be kind of underhand. It might be, you know, not totally upfront. But again, I'm wondering what. So I don't think that this falls under FARA, honestly. I mean, maybe we got to open up the phone lines for lawyers to call in or something, people that actually understand this stuff.
Again, not to beat you over the head with the FARA thing.
So when did this happen? That was in 2019. All right, if y'all can print out that story and print out the indictment itself, and we'll go through it. Because, again, I don't think – and look, even if – no, because the indictment's not against – Founder one or founder two, the indictment's only against the Russian people for conspiracy to evade FARA requirements.
Sure. And, you know, if we were to pull back, right, if we were to take a look and let's just for a second have a thought experiment, and we all work at the DOJ under a Democratic administration. Like, hey, we've got this case. Hey, let's take that, right? You know what I mean? That's like getting two birds stoned at the same time.
Yeah, yeah. No, I mean, that is the whole point of all of this. And like, Lauren Chen has had her YouTube channel removed. She's been fired from Blaze Media now. Tenet Media has had its YouTube channel removed. So they weren't even accused of anything other than being tricked by Russians, according to the indictment. They certainly haven't been tried. They never will be tried because they'll never go to court because they'll never arrest the people that they're charging because they'll never get them to be extradited from Russia. So this is the way it works. The DOJ just mentions you in an indictment and then you use you lose your YouTube channel. I mean, this really doesn't. Like, nothing about this makes any sense.
I mean, the mask has been off, right, for a while, right? It's one of those things where, like, not shocked, right, not surprised, right, but still it does make me infuriated, right? Like, I don't like that, you know, people are being selectively targeted. And ultimately, like, if this is their, like, October surprise type thing, it's, you know, one of the best takes yesterday. You know, if we were to sum up how people really feel about this, it's, you know, 2016 called and wants its cliches back, you know?
Yeah, yeah. And people are acting again like this, you know, justifies 8 years of lies about Russian influence when no Russian influence was proven in the indictment. No Russian influence is really even alleged other than providing the money to already successful content creators to keep creating the content that they were already making in the first place. So, like, there's nothing to this. Although, you know, Tim Pool,
they did have requirements for reposting and stuff like that.
Yeah, they asked him to repost things,
right? But, which does go against the claims of the creators that said that they had full autonomous control, because if they were being asked to repost things that they did not make, right, for money, that means that they, in fact, don't have full control. They may have full control over what stories that they bring to Tenet Media, but they were required to repost things, right?
Well, I would question that too. I mean, if Alex Jones said, "Hey, Harrison, can you retweet this?" I'd retweet it, but,
yeah, but you
I could
say
also
no.
say no.
You
yeah, well, I think
no.
I think they could
yeah,
say no.
No,
too.
They tried to say no, and they were rebuffed. It says in the indictment.
Yeah, well, we got to print out the indictment. We'll bring it in. The other thing is that Tim Pool has been posting, and it's funny because, like, he's very sarcastic on Twitter, which is hilarious. And, like, honestly, the stuff he's been posting recently is like the best stuff he's ever posted. It's very funny when he's just like, you know, actually I've switched sides, now I'm in favor of war. Very funny. But then he says, "I've been contacted by the FBI as a potential victim of a crime. The FBI believes I have information relevant to an ongoing criminal investigation and requested a voluntary interview. I will be offering my assistance in this matter." So, again, I guess he could be sarcastic about this, but this doesn't seem like sarcasm. It seems like this is a legit statement. This is after the indictment has already been put forward. So, and I see people warning him, as they should, like, don't talk to them, because the only reason the FBI wants to talk to you is to catch you in a lie. Same thing they did with Roger Stone, same thing they tried to do with Alex Jones and everybody. I mean, this is what they do, right? They bring you in for an interview after they've done the investigation, after they have all this evidence. They bombard you with questions, and if you answer one incorrectly, then they charge you with lying to a federal officer and concealing evidence in a crime. So, you know, even if you didn't commit a crime, and even if you're not even being accused of a crime, if they interrogate you and you slip up or you misspeak or you don't remember something correctly, then they can charge you with a crime and put you away. So, I mean, all of this, again, the number of things that are weird and wrong and just nonsensical about this are infinite, to the point where I really wouldn't be surprised if, I mean, in the indictment, too, it's like, well, there's this shell company that was a Hungarian construction company, and this other country, this other company was a UAE technology company, and the money was just, you know, funneled through these. So, like, I don't, the only proof I have that this was even Russian money is according to the FBI. I mean, think about the WikiLeaks, you know, revelations about, like, what was the program called where they could just disguise all of their actions as coming from a different country? So if they went and hacked somebody and then an investigation was held, it would purposely leave traces seeming to point to Russia or China.
You're talking about the Vault Zero leaks.
Yeah, the Vault Zero leaks. Like, it strikes me almost as a form of that, where if you wanted to get, you know, content creators arrested or suspended from YouTube or something, you know, why wouldn't the CIA, DOJ, FBI, why wouldn't they, like, funnel some money through some Russian cutout corporation, pay a content creator, and then bust themselves on this, you know, for accepting the money? Which, again, is it illegal to take foreign investment? I mean, is that not legal if you're a media company, or if you're, I mean, that doesn't, again, that just doesn't make any sense with the investments that go to media companies across all of America. Again, we have the collection of, like, tens of millions of dollars. China Daily, controlled by the CCP, has paid $4.6 million to the Washington Post, $6 million to the Wall Street Journal, over a quarter million dollars for advertising on Twitter. So are these newspapers that are associated with these newspapers guilty of treason? Are they being paid for pro-CCP talking points?
I'm not saying that they're not. And obviously, we throw so much shade at the, you know, the CCP-controlled Washington Post.
Right. I mean, Los Angeles Times, the Seattle Times, the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, the Chicago Tribune, the Houston Chronicle, and the Boston Globe are all listed as clients of China Daily. The Chinese outlet paid the Los Angeles Times $657,000 for printing services, according to FARA filing. So I guess they did file under FARA. The Justice Department has for years required China Daily to disclose its activities semi-annually under the Foreign Agents Registration Act. The most recent filing, which China Daily submitted on June 1st, is the first to include detailed breakdowns of payments to American news outlets. The outlets disclosed these expenditures for the period between November 16th and April 2020. So they just should have registered, and then it would have been fine, I guess. That's what's...
Yeah, it could have been it. I mean, we're not saying that, like, the videos that Tenet... What I'm not complaining about is the content of the videos that Tenet Media reposted. Those are all serious domestic issues, and ultimately, if the Russians' goal is to, you know, sow discord in the United States by pointing out, hey, you got a bunch of crackheads on your streets, you know, maybe that's going to get people off the couch and up and out and doing something to try to, whether it's voting, whether it's cleaning trash off the street, whether it's, you know, it's going to get people to act, right? So, you know, you think about it. I don't think that it had the effect that the DOJ is claiming. The DOJ is saying that, you know, because RT was prohibited from broadcasting in America and, you know, RT lost, I guess, some of its accounts, you know, on YouTube or whatever with social bannings, that this was the reason that they wanted to inject $10 million, you know, into news coverage. It seems kind of weird. And the other weird thing that if you read the indictment, Lauren Chen and her husband both repeatedly warned Lena and Kolesnikov that the talent that they were securing, the six personalities, right, mm-hmm. were going to be too expensive. They were not going to be profitable with the overhead they had to pay the talent,
right,
the contributors, right. So,
yeah. So again, I don't really even see what the crime is here. What the accusations are. Obviously, the way this is being taken is. I mean, look, I just think, look at the media landscape. There's not a single conservative outlet that's not being attacked. And it's whatever they can attack you with. They're going after InfoWars for, you know, 10-year-old claims about Sandy Hook. They're going after Gateway Pundit. They're going after VDare. They basically destroyed VDare over complete, you know, utter nonsense. I mean, they're going after every single right-wing uncontrolled, you know, actually dissident outlet out there for destruction. And this apparently is a new tool in their toolbox. I mean, I would be,
they're very desperate. They're in a corner, right? They're in the Kamala corner, right? They're in a corner where Kamala is their best option for victory. What would you do?
Well, we'll show you a video on the other side of Kamala making it very clear. She intends to send the DOJ after the outlets for their free speech.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I only encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
How's it going, Harrison? Thank you for taking my call. You guys have the best crew. You guys are awesome. Just wanted to plug real quick. Just recently found out after 14 years, I got a quarter or half my muscle torn off from my shoulder blade, right? So I've been in constant pain for years, and the turmeric, the nitric boost, the fish oil, everything. If I don't take it, dude, I'm totally feeling it, and I'm on the floor. This is one of the only things is your products that gets me going. If it's helping me, and I've been in pain for 14 years, you guys got to try some of it.
Wow. Yeah. It's true, folks. You hear people call in like this all the time. These products are life-changing if you take them as directed, especially combined with exercise and a good diet. Things like Bodies, the turmeric supplement, Turmeric 95 from InfoWars MD. Incredibly powerful, life-changing stuff at InfoWarsStore.com. Thanks for the call, Drew.
First of all, we want to avoid the middle of the grocery store and stick to whole foods, real food. But these days, even the real food is short of its nutrient potential. And this is why it's important to take a vitamin mineral supplement every day. According to studies, regular multivitamin mineral supplement use reduces the risk of cancer and cardiovascular disease. Perhaps supplements aren't important to you, but in today's upside-down world, a daily vitamin mineral supplement is a must, and we have one of the best. Support your health and support the InfoWar. Get your vitamin mineral fusion today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Supplements are the second fastest growing industry in America over the last few decades. AI's now outstripped it. And that's because people continue to learn how amazing the compounds are that Mother Nature gives us. Now, ladies and gentlemen, not all supplements are created equal. InfoWars MD line, more than 15 products, are all the very best you're going to find at extremely low prices. Take our CBD oil, gummies, and 1,000 milligram tincture. We private label it from a top company. They sell it retail for double what we sell it for. Does that give you an idea how amazing these products are and how low the prices are? Just get InfoWars MD CBD, test it out, see how great it is, and then I know you're going to want the other products like our ashwagandha, like our super green food, like our 95% curcuminoid, turmeric 95. They're all available under the InfoWars MD line at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support. This keeps us on air. Plus, these are game-changing products. Get yours today.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, folks. Along with Colonel Jackson down the mighty Mississippi. The we took a little bacon and we took a little push against free speech, to me, has to just be treated like an enemy action. I mean, it's fairly simple. It's fairly simple. Especially as we listen to my son's favorite song, The Battle of New Orleans. It's like when the enemy line is marching towards you with their drums beating and their flags waving and their guns leveled, it's time to stop trusting the spy that tells you the army's not there, right? It's time to just look at what's actually happening for what it is and ignore all of the, you know, various wartime deceits that are employed by the enemy faction. So maybe we'll just try to compile a list of just over the last few months, the number of right-wing dissident social media outlet owners, like from Pavel Durov to Kim.com to Andrew Tate to Gateway Pundit to Vdare to InfoWars to Elon Musk and Brazil. I mean, it's a full-scale push to destroy anybody not in their pay, not in their control. And again, you talk about foreign influence. Breitbart, the outlet, was literally founded in Israel, as well as a number of others, directly taking orders from Benjamin Netanyahu. Like, unless they're registered as foreign agents as well, all the excuses are pointless. Like, who cares? Who cares what the reason they say is? We know what the reason is. We know what the reason is. They are very, very rapidly, and if Kamala wins, it's over. It's over, and I've got videos to show you that are really very chilling. We'll try to get through to people. I don't know what tack we have to take here, but whatever. Whatever argument we have to make. So I know people are going to go, well, but hate speech is bad. But, you know, if they did something illegal, then they got to be charged for it. That's just the way it is. Like, people don't get it. So, like, do we need to make the economic argument? Is that the only thing that will sway people? Like, they don't care that the First Amendment is being destroyed. They don't care that the New York Times is writing articles about how the Constitution is a threat to democracy. Just utter madness. Like, they don't care. They don't care about any of that stuff. They don't care about the technocratic control grid. They don't think it exists, even though they interact with it every day. So, like, you'll save $5. Do you care more about saving $5 than preserving your God-given rights? Is that the argument we have to make to get through to some people? Because we'll make it. Whatever it is, we'll make it. I mean, apparently they don't care that, you know, the state will take away your child if you don't let him wear a dress. That doesn't matter, apparently, to them. But you can save $5 on gas. So is that enough? I mean, whatever. I don't care, you know, what we have to say to get through to these people. But, like, this is it. And again, I'll show you the videos of Kamala Harris and Merrick Garland. They're telling it. They're advertising. They are broadcasting right now their intention to, the moment the election is over, launch a full-scale roundup of everybody who opposes them in the alternative media. In a very wide, like, large, wide-scale roundup operation. It's very scary, and there have been supposedly fake arrest warrants published online for the likes of Andrew Torba on Gab, and I'll read those in just a second as well. But, I mean, this is the ultimate conflict of our time. Like, what happens in the next few months, what happens in the next 60-something days is going to determine whether we have free speech anymore, forever, pretty much. So almost just from a tactical or strategic standpoint, anybody even giving the remotest affirmation of this indictment or these accusations is playing into the enemy's hands, like, very, very obviously. And again, we'll break down exactly what this censorship regime is going to look like in just a minute. Let's just do this real quick. Here it is, your Daily Dispatch. All right, here it is, folks, your Daily Dispatch for Friday, the 6th of September, 2024. The father of the accused shooter this mass shooting at a school in Georgia has now been charged with second-degree murder. The father of the 14-year-old accused of killing four people at his Georgia high school was arrested and charged on Thursday with two counts of second-degree murder in connection with the attack. The state's Bureau of Investigation said the father, Colin Gray, 54, was also charged with four counts of involuntary manslaughter and eight counts of cruelty to children, officials said in a news conference on Thursday night. The charges against Mr. Gray are, quote, directly connected with the actions of his son in allowing him to possess a weapon. Chris Hosey, the bureau director, said at the news conference he declined to provide details, including what evidence had given the authorities probable cause to charge Mr. Gray in the attack at Appalachie High School in Winder, Georgia. Again, we'll talk a little bit more about that shooting in a little bit. The image of the shooter is out now. We have more information about that. Meanwhile, top Manhattan U.S. Attorney's Office spokesperson blasts D.A. Bragg over Trump prosecution and secret recording, saying the case is nonsense. A top Department of Justice spokesman in New York was caught on hidden camera ripping Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg for his recent prosecution of former President Donald Trump, accusing Bragg of conducting lawfare just to further his own political ambitions. We'll show you that video maybe in the next segment if we have time, if not in the beginning of the next hour. Meanwhile, YouTube takes down Tenet Media, Lauren Chin channels after DOJ indictments. YouTube took down several right-wing politics channels that have been linked with allegations from the Justice Department that Russian government employees were paying right-wing influencers in the U.S. to produce content. The Google-owned website YouTube terminated Tenet Media and four other channels run by right-wing media entrepreneur Laura Chin as part of the company's ongoing efforts to combat coordinated influence operations, a YouTube spokesperson said in an emailed statement Thursday. Again, just total nonsense. You have your life's work and your source of income removed because somebody else was accused of something unproven by the DOJ. That's the paradigm now. That is the MO from now on. They don't have to prove anything. They don't even have to really accuse you of anything. It's almost like having been caught and gotten away with doing this behind the scenes. They're just doing it out in the open now. It used to be that the DOJ would quietly go to their back channel communications with social media websites and YouTube and quietly ask them to remove things, and you would never know. Now they're just coming out, and essentially what we're seeing here is the DOJ coming out and going, Tim Pool, Lauren Chin, we accuse them of causing division in America for criticizing us. Remove their channels. And YouTube says, yes, sir. And they do it right out in the open. Meanwhile, all the streets were destroyed. Palestinians count the cost as Israel pulls back from Jenin. Residents of Jenin in the occupied West Bank are taking stock after 9 days of what they say has been the most intense, sustained Israeli military operation in their city since October 7th. Witnesses describe widespread destruction of infrastructure, severed water and electricity supplies, and people rationing food for fear of going outside. It has been the deadliest period in the West Bank since November, according to the UN. The West Bank, I remind you, not controlled by Hamas and unrelated to the activity going on in Gaza, but this does align perfectly with Netanyahu coming out and giving a presentation with a map that includes West Bank as a fully annexed part of Israel because it's a land grab, folks. Finally, Elon Musk has been asked by Trump to lead a government efficiency commission. And there's actually something very funny about this. I'll tell you on the other side. Stay with us.
At InfoWars MD, you can find the most popular in-demand supplements available and sourced at the highest quality. Nitric oxide, probiotics, joint relief max, nerve renew, prostate support, collagen, superfood greens, turmeric, ashwagandha, CBD, along with Mushroom Max Nootropic, Better Mood Plus, Libido RX, and Good Night Sleep. Improve the quality of your life and support the InfoWar. Go to InfoWarsMD under Health and Wellness at InfoWarsStore.com.
I'm a humble person, and I want to say that I'm just a man. But I'm not just a man. Just like you. No matter what color you are, whether you're a man or a woman, you were made by the creator of the universe who had a plan for you, who has a destiny for you. And that's why the system hates you and fears you, and that's why they hate me. It's because the spirit I carry is one of justice and truth and courage and honor and will and love. My friends, the enemy's coming after me, not because I'm a loser, but because I'm a winner. They're coming after you, not because you're a bad person, because you're a good person, because you love God and God loves you. And so I signed up for this. I signed up for this fight. And I'm not a victim. I'm an overcomer. But I can't fight this fight without you. And that's why I want you to always remember that I appreciate you and I thank you, because InfoWars is your fight. InfoWars is your baby. It's the thing you built. We did this together. So God bless you all. Let's keep fighting.
One of the most frustrating things about being awake to the globalist agenda is seeing the general public still asleep. By and large, not aware of the magnitude of the incredible danger they're under, but also the ongoing attacks and the magnitude of the death caused by the lethal injections, masquerading as vaccines. It is so frustrating to see people going about their daily lives oblivious. And you realize ignorance is not bliss, it equals death. But people are starting to really understand how serious things are, and that's a hard thing to do, because to wake up to a dystopic reality and realize that we're in the middle of a giant biological weapons war against humanity, and that there's mass sterilization that's already taken place, and they're cutting off all the major energy sources, is really hard to deal with, but it's the reality. Facing it is our only chance to turn this around, because stuff's about to get really, really nasty. InfoWars.com.
Turmeric has been used as a medicine for thousands of years to treat digestive disorders, respiratory problems, arthritis, and depression. It has strong anti-cancer, anti-diabetic, antimicrobial, and antioxidant properties, and is one of the most effective anti-inflammatory medications available. The powerful Bodies formula at InfoWarsStore.com includes 95% curcuminoids, Boswellia serrata extract, organic sage leaf, organic lemon balm leaf, organic thyme leaf, and piperine from black pepper. Bodies is arguably the best turmeric formula available. Get it now. Support free speech and support the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, folks. We have a surprise guest here, Greg Reese, the one and only Greg Reese, who, of course, you know and love from his incredible content at band.video and, of course, at Greg Reese on X. Greg, do you read me?
Yes. Hey, Harrison. Good to hear your voice, man. Good to be on the phone with you.
Yeah, very good to hear from you as well. And I'm glad you. I've actually been wondering what your take was on this whole situation. You've been watching the show and hearing, you know, Matt and I sort of go back and forth on this. Just give us the breakdown. I mean, what do you think is happening here with this accusation, this indictment from the DOJ?
Well, it really, in my opinion, it all comes down to the human herd. Before 2020, before the lockdown, I never understood the actual power of the human herd. I've been fooled and brainwashed, so I understand brainwashing, but I didn't really grasp the power of it until they made people put the masks on. And once I saw that, and, you know, I don't have to explain it, we all saw it. It was one of the most illuminating moments of my life.
Right.
And it changed me and made me understand the human nature very well. For a year almost, I had a very dark thought about it. For a year, I kind of wanted to get rid of the herd. I was like, I blamed them for everything. And then I felt like, well, shoot, this is probably, if the enemy is some type of evil satanic temptation, then what better victory would they have than to get the rest of us to kill the other half that really needs us? They're the wounded ones. They're the mentally ill ones. They're the ones that have been, they're casualties of war. And more importantly, they're being used as a weapon against the rest of us. If it was not for them controlling the herd, they would have no power. All of their power is in the herd. All of their power is in the lie. And so that's what we're fighting, is the lie. And to take $10 million from RT in today's political climate That's the actions of a useful idiot. Mm-hmm. And it's important, I think, for all of us to realize that just because we're not in the herd, we're not a whole lot smarter. Maybe we're smarter, yeah. But we need to be humble and recognize our human weakness. That's what we're dealing with. We're dealing with the herd. That's the main objective, is to get the herd on our side. That's the main objective. And then to take care of them. And then we take care of each other.
Right. That's kind of, the silver lining to the cloud is like, okay, these people just follow like sheep, you know, wherever the shepherd leads them, which is depressing in one regard, because you want people to think for themselves. But then it's also a realization that, like, all right, well, if we were in charge of things, and if it was our message they were getting, they'd be just as, you know, vociferously on our side as they are on the enemy's side. So it's, in a way, it's like, okay, now we know what we have to do. We have to get control of these systems, because then, you know, we can be the ones that lead the herd, and instead of leading them to their demise, we can actually lead them to victory and success. So, you know, in a way, it's like, it's just human nature, and we have to understand it in order to deal with it. And I totally agree with you that, you know, if things are too good to be true, they probably are. And if you're getting millions of dollars that you can't really justify, you might, you know, you might want to look that gift horse in the mouth. You might want to, you know, ask a few more questions, which, you know, some people did. So, I mean, how do you think this plays? I mean, do you think obviously this move, this indictment, was a psychological move to direct the herd and leave them with the impression that Trump supporters are Russian controlled? So, I mean, what do you think the truth is behind any of this? I mean, is this the DOJ actually going after people who'd actually broken the law, or something else?
You know, I don't know, but it doesn't matter, because the herd doesn't. And once again, I think it's very important for people to realize, like we are all the herd. Those of us that are seeing this, we're just on the outskirts of the herd, and we're just kind of like shaking our heads off, being like, what's going on?
Right.
And we're seeing it. And so we have to, like, what are we trying to do? Are we trying to save our own ass, or are we trying to save humanity? And right. If we're trying to save humanity, we have to deal with this. We have to accept the reality of that. Like, we have to stop getting confused and upset and discouraged and frustrated by the fact that, oh, my God, they believe that? Yes, of course they believe that. Mm. They're going to believe whatever they're told, no matter what. Accept that and move on, and that's what we're dealing with. So they don't need to be – they don't even need any evidence of Russia. You know, we know that. We know that. But now they have evidence. So it doesn't matter if the evidence is good or bad. It's good enough. That's a reality that we have to accept and move on. The the moral of the story, I love Russia. I went to Russia. I was there for 6 months. I was on a tourist visa, so I never accepted money. But it doesn't matter. Just the fact that I was there for 6 months is good enough to mean that I'm illegitimate. You know, I'm okay with that. I'm already illegitimate because I question the surface of the earth. You know, so I'm not worried about it. I accept that reality and I move on. That's what we have to do. We just accept the reality and move on. And the game right now is the herd. And that is why the RFK Trump thing, like, I don't believe in the two-party system, and I don't believe in the election. I think it's all a psyop and an illusion and a game. However, I will vote this year simply because it's for humanity. The RFK Trump union is the most unifying thing I've seen throughout all of this. And you can say what you want. They're both controlled by Israel. It's probably leading to World War III with Iran. Maybe, sure, yeah, fine, whatever. But in the reality of today, it is still the most unifying thing I've seen. And that's what I'm in this for. I'm trying to unify with my fellow Americans, and so that our great-great-grandchildren can still have a decent life here.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And I mean, you know, even just expanding out, like, this indictment against Lauren Chin and others, like, this is just sort of the first salvo. We can see that they are gearing up for, I mean, the moment Kamala Harris gets in office or even wins the election, I mean, they are coming for all of us. There's nobody speaking out against the government that's going to be safe from their intervention through something like this. I mean, what do we do about that? I mean, as much as we have to go as hard as we possibly can to try to prevent the Kamala Harris presidency, again, not that Trump's going to save us, I get that, but obviously, you know, it's over if Kamala gets in office. But if she does, what are the contingency plans? I mean, what do we do about the full scale attack on free speech across the world right now?
Well, I mean, at this point, it's like if they take down social media before the election, fine. I mean, isn't that it to be expected? I mean, does anyone expect there to be a free election? And if they do, how can you argue that you're not in the herd?
Mm.
That is a dumb take to think that, oh, we're going to have a fair election this time. There might be a landslide. It might be obvious that there's a certain winner. But how are you going to expect things to be different right now? That's literally the definition of insanity, and we all suffer from it. So what I would expect is I would expect there not to be an election. I would expect chaos from here until then, including the taking down of social media, if this is what it looks like, you know? And if that's the case, the best thing to do right now is for everyone to start talking to your neighbors. If you don't know your neighbors, get to know your neighbors, get to know your community, start coming up with a plan for everything, a plan for the collapse of the federal government and probably the secession of states and the formation of a split.
Mm.
That would be my guess, unless there's something else going on. But I have to say, Harrison, I don't know what's going on. You know, I really don't. I don't know what the end game is. I know I've heard a lot of theories, but I don't know.
Yeah, we kind of can't know. And that's the worst part about this is like we have to respond to them. You know, it would be nice to just be able to go, yeah, they indicted him, but who cares, moving on. But it's like they're convincing Americans we have to argue against this. And to disprove a lie takes a whole lot more effort than the lie itself. So we're always sort of playing on the back foot. I'm sick of playing on the back foot, Greg. We got about a minute left in this segment. What is your call to action to, like, myself and any other InfoWarriors out there, other than just, like, getting, you know, what you've already said, being prepared, talking to your neighbors? What are you doing to prepare?
I mean, we probably should have never left the Capitol on January 6th, but that's, you know, woulda, shoulda, coulda, looking back. There's a lot of moments looking back where I was like, wow, if only we would have held our ground, you know? Yeah. Eventually, this is going to take, this is probably eventually going to come to violence. You know, we don't live in a fantasy movie. I don't put my faith in history, but if you get a general idea of the nature of humanity, not just in history, but in your own lives. I know evil. I have evil within me. I'm familiar with evil. I get it. And this is a part. We live in a jungle. And what's scariest to me is that the herd does not know what's coming. And the herd is not our enemy. They might drag us down, but we could. I would still like to see us all, you know, try to help each other, but at least help your community. Right now, my advice, get together with your friends, your neighbors. Make sure you're ready, because it's not fear-mongering at this point. It's not hyperbole.
It's just the truth.
It's like, bring it on already, you know?
I know. I'm right there with you. Greg Reese, everybody. Thank you so much.
Naturally sourced from the finest hemp plants in America, Rebel Zen offers the absolute finest quality CBD available and at the lowest prices. Extracted using a cold-pressed technique to retain the molecular integrity of the cannabinoids and terpenes within the plant, this full-spectrum formula ensures that your nervous system gets the full benefits of CBD. Premium quality organic CBD like Rebel Zen has been shown to naturally reduce anxiety, relieve pain, and decrease inflammation. People have reported a reduction in symptoms of insomnia, arthritis, seizures, chronic pain, and epilepsy. Several studies have shown it helps to reduce cortisol, increase serotonin, and boost vitality. Order yours today at InfoWarsStore.com.
We take some brain force, and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of Brain Force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course, InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWars. InfoWarsStore.com and get it now, because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra is now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Dive deep into the stories the mainstream media won't touch. This is the American Journal.
All right, welcome back, folks. We're hearing from Greg Reese. Help being a part of this organization that has folks like Greg Reese. And I'll tell you, out of all of the successes InfoWars has had, out of all of the troubled waters that Alex Jones has navigated this ship through, all of the correct decisions that have had to be made, right? It's one of those things where if you want to win, you got to make the correct decision every time. Losing only takes one mistake. You got to make the correct decision every single time if you want to take it all the way to victory. And of all the things, out of all of the wild and unexpected successes that InfoWars has had through its long and storied history, the people here has to be at the top of the achievement chart. The quality and intelligence and rigor of the people that work here is truly something to behold. And it's, if you've ever worked a job, you know how hard it is. I don't know if there's any other job I've ever experienced where you're just 100% of the people at the office are exactly who you'd want to be there at any point. Like, usually you're lucky if there's like one other person in the office that you can stand in your job who's competent and like takes responsibility for their work and, you know, goes above and beyond. That's such a rare thing. Somehow, and through the messaging and the just the atmosphere and spirit that InfoWars gives off and the people that that attracts, and then the vetting process and the strenuousness, the sort of what it takes just to work here, and you know, people can't handle it, they get weeded out pretty quick. But everybody, from the content creators to the people behind the scenes, the people that run the website, everybody here really is the best in their field, and that includes Greg Reese, of course. And that's another thing about InfoWars, is it's not just my show, you know, it's not just the American Journal and Alex Jones and the War Room with Owen Schroyer and all of, you know, the crews that it takes to put all of this together, but it's all of the content creators at Bandai Video, Greg Reese, John Bown, Brian Wilson. I mean, the list goes on and on. And it's all brought to you, of course, by InfoWarsStore.com, which also, by the way, means we don't take money from anybody, really. We've had to a few times in the past, and we've made that public because we make everything public, because we're totally above board 100% of the times, because we realized early on, Alex Jones realized, the deception that the powers that be are willing to unleash, the lengths they're willing to go. And so by making InfoWars upfront, totally clear, totally transparent in the way that we do business, in the way that we make money, and the fact that if you go to InfoWarsStore.com and buy a product there, you are our sole source of funding, you and the other InfoWarriors that support us. We really do thank you, and we really do implore you to go to InfoWarsStore.com, make a purchase, make a donation, do whatever you can to keep us afloat, because you know, we're just moving from the frying pan into the fire. We're moving from one obstacle course to the next. As if it's God's will, we will, you know, soon have made it through the gauntlet of the lawsuits, and hopefully we'll be able to keep operating. I mean, that's all still up in the air, as far as I know. But should we make it through this, we're going to be immediately set upon by the DOJ and others. And we were talking about this on Moonbase Live last time, my friend John and I, and just wondering, like, was maybe the lawsuit was, like, lucky? Maybe because, you know, the bankruptcy happened and all the financial stuff at InfoWars had to be aired in court, like nobody can say that we are taking money from foreign powers anymore. Like they can't even make that claim anymore because we've gone through the bankruptcy and proven where our money comes from, and it's from people going to InfoWarsStore.com. So maybe, who knows, as we're, cursing the fact that we have to be hobbled like this at the same time, you never know. You never know what could have happened in a different timeline. Either way, go to InfoWarsStore.com to make sure that we're here to fight another day.
Supplements are the second fastest growing industry in America over the last few decades. AI's now outstripped it. And that's because people continue to learn how amazing the compounds are that Mother Nature gives us. Now, ladies and gentlemen, not all supplements are created equal. InfoWars MD line, more than 15 products, are all the very best you're going to find at extremely low prices. Take our CBD oil, gummies, and 1,000 milligram tincture. We private label from a top company. They sell it retail for double what we sell it for. Does that give you an idea how amazing these products are and how low the prices are? Just get InfoWars MD CBD, test it out, see how great it is, and then I know you're going to want the other products like our ashwagandha, like our super green food, like our 95% curcuminoid, turmeric 95. They're all available under the InfoWars MD line at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support. This keeps us on air. Plus, these are game-changing products. Get yours today.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
Oh, my goodness, folks. Saw some crazy stuff I'll have to tell you about in just a second. Chris Gregory's was talking about the herd, the human herd, the flock that we are a part of, whether we like it or not. I remember a friend of mine talking about this a while ago, using the herd as an illustration, as a metaphor. I think there's a term for it. It might be something like the outrider horses. But the idea is that when you're in a herd as a horse, all you see is the herd. Right? You're surrounded by other horses. You can't exactly peer over them. You don't have binoculars. So all you see are the other horses, and that's all you have to go by, except for the outriders, except for the people on the edge, except for the people on the fringes. I think Greg Reese even used that term, the fringes, right? It's those horses on the outside that are not in the middle, not surrounded by the herd, but out in the dangerous fringe. They're the ones that see the danger first, and they're the ones that warn the rest of the herd to get away from it. And the rest of the herd, they might not even know what the danger is, but they have to be directed by the outriders. And right now, our enemies, the wolves, the coyotes hunting our herd, are systematically eliminating the outriders. They're eliminating those on the fringes, not surrounded and blinded by the rest of the herd, but actually able to, see the horizon and look out for danger. Well, they're the ones being eliminated right now, meaning that the danger will be that much more successful in their hunt. And then I was just looking up, I was trying to find the term, right? I think it may be outrider, you get what it means, but I think there's like an actual term for this. Like it's a role that certain, in a herd of horses, like certain horses are the ones that are on the fringe. They're the fringe, herd riders that watch for everybody. And so funny, I just found this article from happyhorsetraining.com with dashes in between. And it's just so funny the way they describe the herd, and it just sounds like they're describing humanity. And this was the thing that Jordan Peterson sort of got famous pointing out, is that, human hierarchies are not some invention of civilization. They exist in nature to a degree that is eerie, almost, like how perfectly they align. A few key points on herd dynamics that are useful to understand. One, horses like to have a leader. Some horses are passive and don't want to move any further up the pecking order, and so accept the leader willingly. Others can be more assertive and will try to catch you off guard in order to move up the pecking order and become leader. Horses are habitual and enjoy routine. When a human takes the leader's role, it's their job to keep the horses safe, watered, and able to participate in mutual activities like sleeping, grooming, or side-by-side walking. Horses with very strong bonds often physically position themselves in each other's heart areas, the area of the body running from the head to just behind the shoulders. This seems to be an acceptable area to communicate from. Conflicts are resolved by an instant reprimand from the leader. The leader then becomes passive straight after the reprimand and resumes what they were doing before. They don't hold grudges. Horses are social and enjoy interacting with others and have a natural instinct to keep moving forward. And like every herd has two leaders, a male leader and a female leader. The female leader stays at the front, leading the herd of where to go, and the male, the stallion leader, stays at the back and makes sure nobody falls behind. I don't know if there's any wisdom to glean from that, but I do think it's very interesting. And the when the hierarchy gets disturbed, the herd ceases to exist. These hierarchies are in place for a reason. And you can't have two leaders of the same herd going in different directions and have the herd survive. Very interesting. I find it interesting anyway. Now, I'm going to actually play a longer video here because I want to play the whole thing. And it's something that we brought up yesterday because it broke during our show. I have the story here somewhere. Here it is. New York Post wrote an article on it. Top Manhattan U.S. Attorney's Office spokesperson blasts D.A. Bragg over Trump prosecution in secret meeting. Quote, the case is nonsense. So this is Nicholas Baez, I think. Baez. Chief spokesman for the Manhattan U.S. Attorney's Office was secretly recorded tearing into progressive prosecutor during a recent conversation with a so-called undercover operative from conservative podcaster Steven Crowder's Mug Club, saying, honestly, I think this case is nonsense. This clip and another from August 14th were released by Crowder on social media Thursday. The identity of the woman who secretly recorded the exchange wasn't made public. The Post has not reviewed the full unedited recordings. But this is one of those situations where we've gone from desperately trying to point out the obvious and finding it extremely frustrating how unwilling people are to see with their own eyes what's going on very clearly, the dangerous activities of the authorities in our country. And you move from warning about this and talking about this and desperately trying to get people to recognize this to the people doing it actually admitting it on camera and still nothing really being done. It's incredibly frustrating. And like this might be a signal that like the age of revelation has passed. Like for a long time, InfoWars and our purpose has been to try to tell people about stuff they didn't know and isn't made public. Now it's all public. Now it's all out there. It's out in the open. The revelation has come. The awareness has broken through. Now it's time to do something about it. Now it's time to put the awareness into action. Because if these people get away with this, like that's it for democracy, for the republic, for humanity itself. If people can be caught on camera saying, yes, we are politically persecuting our opponent to cripple him in a campaign, and they aren't arrested and jailed, and the case isn't thrown out, guess what they're going to do 100 times more immediately following this next election? It's extremely troubling, I have to say, that any of this is even happening, but especially that nothing is being done about it. So we'll go to a good chunk of this. The whole thing's 13 minutes. You can find it at the Mug Club and on Steven Crowder's X. DOJ Chief of Public Affairs admits Trump indictments are politically motivated perversion of justice. Let's watch.
Stacking charges and rearranging things just to make it the case is not a perversion of justice.
To make him a convict, a convicted felon. That affects his candidacy if he's a convicted felon.
It's a travesty of justice, a mockery of justice.
Thank you. Let me be clear about something on the outset. The person you'll be watching today is not the bad guy here. Unwitting whistleblower? Yeah. Nicholas Biasi is the chief of public affairs for the Department of Justice's Southern District of New York. Something you may be familiar with, and the most prominent federal trial court in America.
Those felonies did nothing to stop Trump from running.
No, in fact, they made him more relevant.
Did that backfire?
Sure did. And the whole thing is the stuff. They're just out to get him. That's why I like the surgery of the public.
Mr. Biasi is just saying the quiet part out loud. The part that unfortunately matters. Lawfare? Yes. Why? Because Biasi openly says so. The ones from Alvin Bragg are a particular perversion of justice. How do you know? Because Biasi says so, and he's known him for 15 years. Election interference? At this point, is there any doubt?
Stacking charges and rearranging things just to make it fit a case. No,
why?
I think the case is nonsense. Every real estate person in New York does what he did. Nobody's ever been charged with this. It's all him. And that's why I like the surgery of the public. You know, it's a perversion of justice.
Those felonies did nothing to stop Trump from running.
No, in fact, they made him more relevant.
Did that backfire?
Sure did.
And that was that Alvin Bragg's choice to do that? Or? Yeah. Why?
Because Alvin's very ambitious.
What do you mean?
He wants to be, something. I don't know what. Mayor. I'm not sure what he wants to be, but I know he's not happy just being the New York County. So this is, like, before he decided to prosecute Trump, did you know who it was? You do now.
What was the point of even doing it then?
To make him a convict.
To make him what?
A convicted felon.
But he can still run for presidency and...
Yeah, but it is, that's his gap, he's a convicted felon.
I'm trying to count
them all,
so I was like, I wonder, like, how many are against him.
So how does this even happen? How can it happen? How can the local and state level courts try President Trump with more ease and less red tape than the federal courts? That doesn't seem right to the uninitiated, but you are the uninitiated. Good thing Biasi isn't.
I mean, at the federal level where I work, there is a 90-day rule. Where you can't make any decisions on cases that are going to affect an election. That rule does not apply at the state level, because the state levels are wild west. They're like idiots, they don't care, they're all political. So yeah, this guy's probably going to try to lock them up. And there is going to be, it's going to be ugly. explain, but like, there are so many more rules in the federal level, and they're like, the threshold for a crime is so much higher. Like I said, it's like the state level is like the Wild West of law. It's like very, for lack of a better term,
and I know what you're thinking. I thought it too. Well, you're talking about one case or two or 19. Hey, if it's local, you break the rules, you pay the piper. Or even if you don't, if you're President Trump, pay the piper. But there are other cases in the country. There are a lot of them. Where there's smoke, there's fire, right? What about the Georgia electoral interference case? Right, that Donald Trump is currently having to face under Fannie Willis, right? The Fulton County District Attorney, who was caught having an affair with the main squeeze, I mean, Special Prosecutor Nathan Wade.
So is that the strategy against Trump, to pit him with all the legal battles all across, like the Fannie Willis, Georgia stuff? What do you think about that case?
Travesty of justice. To put it mildly, it's a mockery of justice. She is a joke. Like, her and her boyfriend, she was seeing, the whole thing is disgusting. They're just out to get her.
I guess at this point, the only argument left is, why should you trust anything Biasi has to say? Let me make the case. Biasi is an expert. He has firsthand knowledge and experience. And despite how the media is going to try and spin this, he is kind of an authoritative voice as the chief of public affairs for the Department of Justice's Southern District of New York. This man knows the players. He knows the game. And he knows that it is rigged.
Who's that? Alvin Bragg.
Yes, who I've known for 15 years. Mm-hmm. He used to work in my office. Mm-hmm. So here's us. Here's Alvin. He knows the county level. And he decided to do the mix.
Yeah.
And Michael Cohen is mm-hmm. their star witness, who we prosecuted.
Okay.
You know who this?
Mm-hmm.
That guy's a psycho. He calls me. And he records.
What does he want with you?
He's like, he's got this thick New York accent. He's like, is this Nicholas Biagi, the chief of public affairs? And I'm like, yeah, this is me. I'm like, this is Michael Cohen. Why won't you guys, vacate my conviction? I'm like, I can't really, I'm not authorized to speak to victims or defendants, which I thought was a pretty good answer, not knowing who was calling. And he was like, well, who can he speak to? And I was like, the media. And he goes, I have one of the biggest podcasts in New York. But I kind of didn't believe him.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, you're still a defendant, and that precludes me from talking to you.
I've known Alvin for 15 years.
Like, how well do you know him?
I used to work with him for 10 years.
You guys had dinner together, hung out?
No, we weren't best friends.
Okay.
But I mean, like, if I see him, we're like, I mean, we know each other really well, but like, do I respect what he's doing? No. Is he a nice guy?
Yeah. What about like the other people you work with? Do they know it's all a political perversion?
Yes.
Trump stuff?
Yeah.
Well, we deferred on all this stuff.
What do you mean?
We investigated and, decided that, for one thing, there is precedent that you can't indict a sitting president.
You cannot.
You cannot.
Okay.
There is an Office of Legal Affairs rule that you cannot indict a sitting president. It's just too disruptive to the country. So, we didn't. But the DA did.
Again, it's important to remember that, Biasi is not the bad guy here. I know you're probably mad. Lawfare is a thing. And it's not only happened to Donald Trump, it's happened to many of you watching or listening right now. Some of you don't even know it yet. You don't live in a free country simply because you have laws. You only live in a free country if the laws are applied equally. Otherwise, the law is not a tool to protect a free people. it's used as a weapon to bludgeon the people who perhaps think wrongly. What is the media going to say here? And it's a good thing that this is part of an ongoing series every single week between now and election night.
See, I have to sort of disagree with Stephen Crowder there. This guy is the enemy. This guy is the enemy. And I'll tell you why. Now, on one hand, I get what Stephen Crowder's saying, that clearly this guy is not okay with what's going on. Kind of. I mean, that's what he says. So why didn't he resign? Why didn't he go to the media? Why didn't he make a big stink out of it? Why didn't he call up Fox News, call up the local New York media and say, I am holding a press conference. I'm the spokesperson for the district attorney. And I want to speak to the New York media at 12 o'clock on Tuesday. They'll show up. They'll bring cameras. They'll provide live feeds. You can stream it yourself. And if everything he said here in this, you know, dingy bar under to an undercover reporter had instead been said in public as an announcement, as part of a resignation, where he said what's happening here is political, is a perversion of the law, is a purely political move, then he'd be a hero. But he doesn't do that. He doesn't do that. He doesn't say anything about it. He doesn't go public. He's a coward. He is the exact type of person that evil relies on to stay quiet and to bow their head and to roll their eyes while evil people destroy the our system of government. What else would this guy put up with? I mean, I can see the same type of conversations happening about execution squads going around. Well, no, it's total perversion. It's totally wrong. No, these people are innocent. I'm not going to say anything, though. No, I'll quietly be complicit. But it's wrong. But it's bad. If this guy had an ounce of honor, legitimacy, you know, if he wasn't crushed by cowardice and fear, he could have stopped this process in its tracks. And it would have been the right thing to do. And he knows it would have been the right thing to do. So why didn't he do it? As somebody who knows Alvin Bragg for 15 years, has seen in his own eyes, I wrote down some of the quotes, talking about how everybody in the office are, quote, idiots. They don't care. They're all political. And he sounds like an info warrior. He sounds like somebody who sounds like he hosts the American Journal on InfoWars. He's saying everything that we say, verbatim almost. So I explained it yesterday. You've got three types of people in the world. You can break it down into the supervillains who know exactly what they're doing, the superheroes like us who also know what the bad guys are doing and are against it, but the vast majority of the population are NPCs who just have no idea and go along with whatever. This guy's a supervillain. This guy knows what's going on, and he doesn't stop it. He doesn't do anything about it. He doesn't stick his neck out whatsoever. So I'm glad they caught him undercover. You know, in a way, maybe it's better that he's not one of the people that's like, oh, yeah, it is lawfare, and it's awesome, and we're going to destroy him. Sure, he's better than, like, the open, you know, blatant tyrants. But he's the Quisling. He's the person necessary for tyrants to succeed. He should have stood up and called this out. He would have been a hero. The InfoWars system is very simple. We tell you the truth about what's going on in the world, and we ask that you support us in exchange. If we don't tell you the truth, you probably won't support us. That's our only incentive. All we have is you, the InfoWars audience. And just like our information has to be good, or else we can't expect your support, well, our products have to be good, or we can't expect you to be returning customers. And everybody knows some of the bombshell, incredible, iconic supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. But what some InfoWars audience members don't know about is the InfoWars MD line of supplements. This is our premium line of supplements, and there's something for everybody. here. This is the newest line of supplements from InfoWars designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulations cater to your diverse needs. Only at InfoWarsStore.com. Folks, Nerve Renew is in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and this supplement is amazing for a number of different reasons. First of all, we know that prescription opioids and pain relievers end up making us feel groggy, cloudy of mind, and frankly, addicted after time. But with Nerve Renew, we have key natural ingredients. It's a nerve support formula designed specifically for peripheral neuropathy and nerve pain relief. So if you need help relieving your aches and pains and inflammation, and maybe even some nerve damage that you have from an injury or just working with your hands for years and years, Nerve Renew is the way to go. So by visiting InfoWarsStore.com and getting Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top of the website, not only are you investing in your own health, relieving your own pain in a natural, healthy, and safe way, but you are keeping InfoWars on the air. We know that InfoWars is under attack. Alex Jones is under attack. Freedom of speech is under attack. But you can fight to keep InfoWars on the air. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and get Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top.
How's it going, Harrison? Thank you for taking my call. You guys have the best crew. You guys are awesome. Just wanted to plug real quick. Just recently found out after 14 years, I got a quarter or half my muscle torn off from my shoulder blade, right? So I've been in constant pain for years, and the turmeric, the nitric boost, the fish oil, everything. If I don't take it, dude, I'm totally feeling it, and I'm on the floor. This is one of the only things is your products that gets me going. If it's helping me, and I've been in pain for 14 years, you guys got to try some of it.
Wow. It's true, folks. You hear people call in like this all the time. These products are life-changing if you take them as directed, especially combined with exercise and a good diet. Things like Bodies, the turmeric supplement, Turmeric 95 from InfoWars MD. Incredibly powerful, life-changing stuff at InfoWarsStore.com. Thanks for the call, Drew.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply. Especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt effects went way down. Then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal, pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're tuned in to the American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
Welcome back, folks. We're halfway through the show today. I'm going to go and open up the phone lines for your calls. Give us a call here on American Journal at 1-877-789-2539. That's 1-877-789-2539. Gather your calls here, and I'll go to them just as soon as they start coming in. But I want to spend the next two segments talking about two different topics and showing you a bunch of videos to illustrate what is going on, because it is monumental. First topic is free speech. The second is migration, the invasion, especially the Venezuelan migrants, as that story continues to unfold in bizarre and disturbing directions. But let's start with censorship, what's coming down the pipe, what they are announcing that they're doing, what they intend to do. And just to repeat myself over and over, I don't know how to make people care about this. I can tell you what they're going to do. I can show you clips of them saying what they're going to do, But if you don't care, I guess it doesn't matter. If the American people are so far gone, so disconnected from the importance of our Constitution and our God-given rights and the meaning and purpose of free speech, that they legitimately don't care that it's going away, then all the revelation in the world is not going to change a thing. Which is what I'm really worried about. Especially considering the fact that we know these people are operating very sophisticated AI systems that are running simulations, running the numbers. And what they've determined, and apparently correctly so, is that we've reached the point where a presidential candidate can declare that if they get elected and they're already in office, that they will send the DOJ after their political opponents and that they will instruct the DOJ to shut down social media sites and punish their owners for so-called hate, which is an entirely arbitrary and completely meaningless phrase, Orwellian in its effect. Hate is whatever they hate. That's all it means. So let's go first to clip number 6, because I hope, and I see Joe Rogan as a massively important pipeline to the normies. We were talking about this on Moonbase last night as well, remembering the Donald and Reddit, and how that was probably the first major social media platform that they utterly crushed, shut down completely, banned it outright. Why? Because it wasn't siloed. It wasn't a ghetto. Information and memes and content that went viral on the Donald subreddit would get to the front page of Reddit itself, where, you know, one of the most popular websites on the internet, where people from every walk of life and everybody would go there, and it would be introduced to them. So we were talking about this, and we were saying, you know, that's what's missing from this election is the meme energy, the can't stop the Trump, you know, can't stump the Trump, the, you know, Trump train, like this energy, this joyful, reckless optimism and victory is missing now. And the Donald was the home of that during 2016. It's been removed. Now X is opened up to a much greater degree. Twitter and X is a much bigger, you know, platform for this type of stuff, but it's siloed. And you can have people, you can have events go on X, conversations, debates, arguments, drama, scandals, which just seem to go on for days and days. Everybody you know is posting about it, and it's the only thing anybody's talking about. But guess what? Your neighbor has no idea. The neighbor on your other side never even heard of the people involved. Your cousins and your aunt and uncle, no idea it's going on whatsoever. So X is an illusion a lot of the time. Things can break through. Elon Musk is doing a great job of breaking through because he's not just a commentator. He's the richest man in the world. He owns the website. They're constantly targeting him. So mainstream media is constantly reporting on him, and everything he posts, there's like an article about. So that breaks through the mainstream a little bit. But breaking through to the mainstream is the ultimate goal, should be the ultimate goal of any memetic concept. We cannot remain siloed. We cannot remain ghettoized. We have to break through to the mainstream with this information. They recognize that. That's why they have so aggressively and successfully gone after those outlets and those sites that have allowed us to break through in the past. So Joe Rogan is an important aspect of this, and he reaches the normies, and he has a widely popular podcast with people that are completely apolitical, and he exposes them to these new ideas. Well, let's go to clip number 6 now, as he seems to recognize exactly how dangerous the current atmosphere is becoming.
How could you possibly gaslight me enough to go along with you on this?
They cannot seem to grasp the fact that the party that they believed in is now doing the inverse of everything they signed up for.
Exactly.
Because the New York Times rephrases everything so it seems like the values are still there. And if you're not a New York Times reader, you can barely figure out what these people are talking about.
Did you see the article that I posted on my Instagram that's a title of a New York Times article for today?
Which one?
Jamie, pull this up. I want Brett to see this so you know this is real. This is an actual New York Times article. The Constitution is sacred. Is it also dangerous?
Right.
One of the biggest threats to American politics might be the country's founding document. What the f*** are you talking about?
Yeah.
One of the biggest threats to America's politics might be one of the greatest documents that any country was ever founded on, if not the greatest ever.
Mm-hmm.
That could be a threat to America's politics. What politics are we talking about? Like, what? How could you possibly gaslight me enough to go along with you on this?
Yeah, it's incredible. I mean, it's on the one hand completely predictable, right?
Right.
Because there's obviously an authoritarian force there that just grinds its teeth at night over the Constitution and the fact that it prevents it from doing things that it just wants to do last week, you know?
And that's it. They hate it because it limits them. It prevents them from doing what they want to do in an open and aggressive way. It just means they have to be trickier. They have to be sneakier. It's a series of roadblocks and obstacles in their way that they can and do run roughshod over, but it makes it a little bit more difficult. And as the supposed law of the land, they have to contend with it in some regard. I'm not surprised at all that people are gaslit into this. It makes perfect sense. I can see it now. Some God-fearing, you know, boomer, whatever, you know, grew up in America, saying the Pledge of Allegiance, knowing the Constitution, revering the Founding Fathers, and then, you know, flash forward to 2024, and, you know, you can sit there and go, you know, the Constitution's kind of dangerous. And they go, yeah, you know, I heard that. Yeah, you know, I heard that the Constitution's kind of it lets people be hateful. Maybe it's time. Maybe it's. I'm not surprised at all that they're demonizing the Constitution. It's inevitable. It's the obvious result of where they're going. And again, it's those insane sounding warnings from Alex Jones 20 years ago. They hate the Constitution. They hate your freedom. They're trying to enslave you. They're systematically destroying our God-given rights. Well, that doesn't seem too crazy now, does it? The problem is, by the time it's obvious what the plan is, it might be too late to stop the plan. By the time they're writing articles saying the Constitution is dangerous in the New York Times, maybe the time to stand up and resist this was 10, 15 years ago. But this is the normalcy bias. This is the perennial issue with America. And by the way, going back to the video of the guy talking about this is all political, and the girl talking to him says, how are they getting away with this? They're getting away with it because our system is predicated on having an intelligent and, more importantly, virtuous populace who would, in any normal circumstances, vote somebody out of office who was abusing their power. Instead, we have people voting for people for the explicit reason that they're going to abuse their power, because they're evil and dumb.
In the early 1900s, certain companies were off-gassing highly toxic fluoride gases into the atmosphere. The surrounding communities began to get sick. Laws were enacted to compel these corporations to install scrubbers to convert these gases into fluorosilicic acid, still highly toxic, but containable. Now these companies had a stockpile of this poison, and there was no affordable way to dispose of it. Lucky for them, one of their major stockholders was also the Secretary of the Treasury, who was responsible for the Public Health Service at the time. And by 1950, the U.S. government began buying this toxic, untreated industrial waste product and dumping it into our drinking water. Reputable studies show that it's causing various cancers and other disease. With the Alexa Pure Pro, you can have clean drinking water and a remedy to this madness. Available now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Supplements are the second fastest growing industry in America over the last few decades. AI's now outstripped it. And that's because people continue to learn how amazing the compounds are that Mother Nature gives us. Now, ladies and gentlemen, not all supplements are created equal. InfoWars MD line, more than 15 products, are all the very best you're going to find at extremely low prices. Take our CBD oil, gummies, and 1,000 milligram tincture. We private label it from a top company. They sell it retail for double what we sell it for. Does that give you an idea how amazing these products are and how low the prices are? Just get InfoWars MD CBD Test it out, see how great it is, and then I know you're going to want the other products like our ashwagandha, like our super green food, like our 95% curcuminoid, turmeric 95. They're all available under the InfoWars MD line at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support. This keeps us on air. Plus, these are game-changing products. Get yours today.
First of all, we want to avoid the middle of the grocery store and stick to whole foods, real food. But these days, even the real food is short of its nutrient potential. And this is why it's important to take a vitamin mineral supplement every day. According to studies, regular multivitamin mineral supplement use reduces the risk of cancer and cardiovascular disease. Perhaps supplements aren't important to you, but in today's upside-down world, a daily vitamin mineral supplement is a must, and we have one of the best. Support your health and support the InfoWar. Get your vitamin mineral fusion today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Please listen closely because this is life-changing critical information. The globalists are bombarding us with toxic chemicals hitting us in the air, the water, the food, the 5G, the poison shots, the shedding, the GMO, all of it. But God's given us compounds through nature that do incredible things in our body. And one of the most important, not the most important, is vitamin B12. We've got the best organic vitamin B12, Ultra 12, a bestseller finally back in stock after close to a year being sold out. You take it under the tongue for better absorption, and it's 40% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. So go to InfoWarsStore.com right now, get your Ultra 12 and other great products for 40% off, some products are even more, and it keeps the show on the air. That is a 360 win. The only way you lose is not taking action. I thank you all for your support, being part of this fight. Now go to InfoWarsStore.com right now.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Open if you're interested in calling in 1-877-789-2539, 1-877-789-2539. A couple more videos before going out to your calls on the topic of free speech and what's coming next. Not to frighten you, but to prepare you. I want you to be aware, not to be afraid. But it is a little bit terrifying. It is a little bit scary understanding where we are at this point. Let's go now to, we'll go now to clip number one. This was from a press conference. I played a few clips from it yesterday. This is Merrick Garland and Chris Wray, the leaders of our federal law enforcement branches, you know, took time out of their busy schedule of, you know, allowing foreign gangs to run rampant on our soil to warn us about conservatives online, conservatives being online. Kind of horrifying. We showed you a little bit of it yesterday, but here again is a disturbing threat from Attorney General Merrick Garland and what they plan to do immediately following Election Day. Let's watch.
And in early November, both in advance of and after Election Day, the FBI will be hosting federal partners at its headquarters command center to address events, issues, and potential crimes related to the elections in real time. Election officials and administrators do not need to navigate this threat environment alone. We are here to support them and to make sure they can safely carry out their critical work. Protecting our democracy and protecting our elections was a founding purpose when the Justice Department was established in 1870. The department answered that charge then, and we will answer that charge today as we confront those who would use violence or threats of violence to attack those who administer our elections.
Attorney General Merrick Garland targets conspiracy theories after launching Election Threats Task Force with FBI, sparking censorship concerns. They're meeting with federal and state officials before, during, and after Election Day to confront threats to our democracy. He says the purpose of the DOJ in its creation was to protect our democracy. We're not a democracy, okay? We're significantly less democratic when the Department of Justice was founded. It also functioned better. The biggest threat to election integrity and our democracy as it stands is the blatant and undisprovable fraud running rampant. This is the thing. It almost feels stupid to even address what they're saying, because the only response to this is to ignore what they're saying and look at what they're doing. Ignore the way they're phrasing their actions and look at what their actions actually entail. But it's worth it to notice that not only are their actions in complete 180 mirror image reverse contradiction to their statements. Their statements are in contradiction to their actions. But they're actually, like, it's the opposite. It's not just wrong, it's the opposite. So the greatest threat, obviously, to the election integrity is mail-in ballots. Millions upon millions, hundreds of millions of dollars poured by billionaires to rig the election by funding Democrat counties to a significantly higher degree than Republican ones, by rigging the media coverage to an insane degree, by, again, creating mail-in ballots, which, by the way, Elon Musk finally said the thing that I've been saying since 2020. And it's the first time I've ever seen anybody else say this. Or Elon Musk said, with mail-in ballots and no voter ID, it's impossible to tell if there's been fraud. Thank you. Yes, finally, somebody says this. Finally, somebody other than me points out, I don't know, maybe I've just missed it. But in all the discussion of mail-in ballots, all of the, it's like people either have this stance of like, it's either fraud or it's not. And you can either prove it or you can't. And it's like, no, the point is that you can't prove whether or not it's fraud. The point is that it doesn't matter how many recounts you take or how many, like, once you break the chain of custody, you can never trust those votes. And Elon Musk finally said that. What a miracle, right? I don't know what we have to do to get this through to people, but it should be obvious. And how many times, you're a regular listener of this show, have you heard me use the example of, like, evidence at a trial? And that if you just don't have a chain of custody for the evidence, you can't introduce it at trial. Sorry, it could be the bloody glove that proves beyond any doubt that it was, you know, the person who murdered him. But if you just pull it out of a bag out of your back pocket and go, no, trust me, this was at the murder scene. No, you can't do that. So you can't break the chain of custody of votes and just go, here's a box of votes. We don't know where it came from or whether it's valid or not. Count it, add it into the mix. And then they're just gone forever. Like, there's nothing you can do to reverse that and determine which votes are good and which votes are... They're all bad at that point. They're all bad. Elon Musk finally announced that. That's the biggest threat to the election. So what is the DOJ doing? They're going after people who talk about that. They're going after people who actually advocate for election integrity. They're going after people who actually advocate for law and order and going after the migrants. They determine that that's hate. That's rigging the election. That's whatever other ridiculous nonsense label they can put on it, as they facilitate and allow the very thing that they claim to be fighting against while they arrest you for your speech. Let's go down to clip number 12. Kamala Harris issued this, I wouldn't even call it a thinly veiled threat. This is a threat to our free speech as a whole. It is a chilling advancement of the censorship agenda and desires and outspoken goals of the federal government. Here's Kamala Harris, presidential candidate, saying she's going to send the DOJ to shut down outlets that speak out against her. Let's watch.
We will double the Civil Rights Division and direct law enforcement to counter this extremism. We will hold social media platforms accountable for the hate infiltrating their platforms because they have a responsibility to help fight against this threat to our democracy. And if you profit off of hate, if you act as a megaphone for misinformation or cyber warfare, if you don't police your platforms, we are going to hold you accountable as a community.
Misinformation, hate, extremism, these things mean nothing. They mean nothing. You might as well refer to certain language as yellow and other languages blue and say, we refuse to allow this blue language. It means nothing. It's just a label they put on whatever they want to put it on. It means nothing. So what is she saying? She's telling corporations in no uncertain terms, in the presence of those corporations, you do our bidding, you censor the people we want censored, or we'll arrest you, charge you, we'll take control of your outlet, and we'll own it from then on. This is treason. Like this is treason. This is such a dangerous precedent for them to set, especially their definitions of these words. And you just heard her and Merrick Garland use exactly the same phraseology in describing the threat to our democracy. Just look at what we're dealing with here, folks. The threat to our democracy is the language they don't like. She's promising to send law enforcement to shut down the threats to our democracy, the language she doesn't like. All of this in an atmosphere of political deception in which the president of the United States, Joe Biden, can go out and admit, now that it's all said and done, that the Inflation Reduction Act was really the biggest climate change agenda ever put forward. Let's go to clip 11.
My investments, that through my investments, the most significant climate change law ever. And by the way, it is a $369 billion bill. It's called the, we should have named it what it was, but at any rate.
Yeah, it was called the Inflation Reduction Act. It was a climate change bill. And these are the people they're telling you mis and disinformation is illegal and they'll arrest you for it. Most dangerous, blatant, absurd, narcissistic liars the world has ever seen is now telling you that they should be in charge of what is true.
All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, vitality enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out or if you're an athlete or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth, and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
Turmeric has been used as a medicine for thousands of years to treat digestive disorders, respiratory problems, arthritis, and depression. It has strong anti-cancer, anti-diabetic, antimicrobial, and antioxidant properties, and is one of the most effective anti-inflammatory medications available. The Powerful Bodies formula at InfoWarsStore.com includes 95% curcuminoids, Boswellia serrata extract, organic sage leaf, organic lemon balm leaf, organic thyme leaf, and piperine from black pepper. Bodies is arguably the best turmeric formula available. Get it now. Support free speech and support the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, folks. Third hour is on The American Journal. A very absurd thing has happened. It continues to happen. More and more information about the Venezuelan migrant gangs taking over apartment buildings in Colorado is being published and announced and certified. People are still not believing it. People still are insisting that it's fake. At this point, we have the landlords who say it's real. We have the city council members. We have the mayors. We have the people that have been kicked out of their apartments by Venezuelan gang members. We have the arrest of Venezuelan gang members. We have a law firm hired by the property management company to investigate this, who say, in no uncertain terms, this has been going on since 2023. We have the video evidence of it happening. We have the video evidence of the crimes being committed, like the bullet holes in the wall that Savannah Hernandez helped capture. Now we have ICE. ICE has confirmed that Aurora, Colorado gang members are in the United States illegally, released by the Biden administration. How much more, like, what is going on here? Why is this even how do you solve anything if we have to spend 2 weeks just convincing people the sky is blue, convincing people things fall when you drop them, convincing people of what is in evidence with their own eyes? And how do you not have, like, a recall against the Colorado governor already on the books? How is everybody, doesn't matter if you're Democrat or Republican, how do you stand for the leader of your executive branch, of your entire state, gaslighting you to your face, and then sponsoring astroturfed pop-up protest on behalf of the criminals that are violating your state's laws? How are you letting them get away with this? Why are we letting them get away with this? Let's go now to clip number, I guess, 23. This is another example of just how bad this has gotten. Venezuelan gang members threatening to kill a property manager in Aurora. It goes on and on. Let's watch.
Says this is a picture of gang members breaking into a vacant apartment so they could move a Venezuelan family in and then collect rent. This is our business plan, one gang member told a housekeeper. If he, the property manager, doesn't like it, we'll fill him with bullets. The report authors called the gang's behavior brazen and further exhibits the suspected gang members' sense of comfort and control, consistent with their taking over the property and not fearing law enforcement or the property management. It was sent to Aurora officials on August 9th, with the investigators saying, "The evidence we have reviewed indicates that gang members are engaging in flagrant trespass violations, assaults and battery, human trafficking, sexual abuse of minors, unlawful firearms possession, extortion, and other criminal activities, often targeting vulnerable Venezuelan and other immigrant populations." According to the law firm's report, the Venezuelan gang Tren de Aragua has threatened to kill, and in certain instances has apparently actively attempted to kill, members of Whispering Pines Management. The report says a consultant for the property management company was severely beaten and stomped by gang members and was hospitalized. The alleged incident recorded by building cameras with screenshots attached to the letter. The report relies on a property manager who said that gang members allegedly stabbed a Whispering Pines resident for refusing to pay rent to the gang. He also told the investigators the takeover began last November. The report recounts that this summer, the gang approached the property manager and told him they would help him out in exchange for half of all the rent that he collected. The law firm that wrote the report called that an organized crime tactic. The gang members then allegedly took over vacant apartments.
An organized crime tactic. So tell me, what does it mean when you have an organized crime takeover that goes on for a year of properties with violent crimes being committed against innocent citizens, and when those innocent citizens or their elected representatives go to the authorities whose job it is and whose responsibility and obligation it is to fight crime like this, looks them in the eye and says it doesn't exist. Denver police has officially said this doesn't exist. The Colorado governor has looked you in the eye and said this doesn't exist. That means they're complicit. That means they're in on it. That means they have no legitimacy as authorities in that area. They have given that up, and they are now on the side of the criminals. Realize this.
Nitric Boost. Turmeric 95. High quality CBD gummies. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com via the InfoWars MD line. Now, this is a private label of one of the top supplement makers in the country of high-end quality at reasonable prices. They let us private label their products. That's why you've already heard of Body's Ultimate Formula. Well, we got the 95% curcuminoid from them. This is just their brand of that. And so it is available under Turmeric 95. That's the name. So we're sold out of Body's, but we have Turmeric 95 that is, again, the same concentrated turmeric. Same thing with Nitric Boost. Nitric Boost came from this company. They even let us use their name. It's now our best seller. We sold out of our version. Their version has a white bottle. It's the exact same thing. You get it at InfoWarsStore.com. So check out InfoWars MD at InfoWarsStore.com.
Taking a record of the hearts and minds of the American people, it's the American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
We're not ready, folks. We're not ready for the level of savagery and barbarism that is coming down the pipe. You might think you are. You might think you know, but unless you've spent a solid amount of time in the darkest corners of the internet, I'm going to tell you right now, you have no idea how bad it gets. Unless you've read the firsthand accounts of British explorers in the dark heart of Africa in the early 1800s, you got no concept of the level of depravity that can not only be evinced by humanity, but become acceptable as a regular part of life with sections of humanity. You're not ready, folks. You're not ready, but I'm here to give it to you. I'm here to tell you about it, whether you're ready or not. We reported yesterday on Springfield, Ohio, the small town that was ravaged when their factories and warehouses got up and left one day for no reason at all. When the opportunity left, the opportunity slipped away. Remember that? Do you remember when all of the production and prosperity, it all just on its own accord and like a gust of wind disappeared without any reason or cause or purpose or design? It just left one day. But luckily, they've been saved. They've been saved by the influx of 20,000 Haitians to fill up the suddenly available government subsidized jobs that were withheld from the white people. Well, we've got an update. We've got an update into that success story of the way that the Haitians have saved this small town in America. Warning to all around us, this is from a Springfield, Ohio Facebook page. Warning to those around us, our beloved pets are in danger. My neighbor informed us that her daughter's friend had lost her cat. She checked pages, kennels, asked around, etc. One day, she came home from work. As soon as she stepped out of her car, looked towards a neighbor's house where Haitians live, and saw her cat hanging from a branch like you do a deer for butchering, and they were carving it up to eat. I've been told they're doing this to dogs, and they've been doing it at Snyder Park with the ducks and geese, as I was told that last bit by rangers and police. Please keep a close eye on your animals. And there's video of this happening in places like Italy. In fact, there's a video posted just a few days ago of this happening. It's not the thing I typically show, because who wants to see that? Who wants to see an African on the streets of Italy butchering and roasting a cat on an open fire? Nobody. Well, but that's normal. That's meat running around, apparently. sure, they have work permits and they have jobs provided for them, subsidized by the federal government. Their way has been paved by giant corporations who guarantee them full employment. They have food stamps worth thousands and thousands of dollars paid for by taxpayer money to get all the Nabisco and Doritos they can shove in their gullet. But you can't buy cat meat, so what are you supposed to do? Dog meat isn't on food stamps, so you got to go to the source, your neighbor, Jenny. So yeah, they're eating pets. They're eating pets in Springfield, Ohio. And this was posted by somebody named at Buckeye Girl. Remember when my hometown of Springfield, Ohio was all over national news for the Haitians? I said all the ducks were disappearing from our parks. Well, now it's your pets. It's like almost like a horror movie, you know? It's like you show up at your local pond one day to feed the ducks and they're all gone. You're like, maybe they migrated, but no, it's the middle of summer. They wouldn't have. Where did all the ducks go? Meanwhile, in the house down the road, the Haitians have killed and are eating the wonderful ducks that used to be a beautiful sort of accessory to the atmosphere of peace and nature. Yeah, you're not ready, folks. We are not ready. Americans are not ready for what they are allowing in through the gates of hell. Anyway, we'll go out to your calls now, although I do want to return in a moment to the issue of Venezuelan migrants, because this has created a rift in the left, a rift that's been apparent for a little while, but is getting a little bit insane. It's very fun, but let's go out to calls for people. Have to hold for too long. Daryl in North Carolina is talking about a story that I heard a little bit of. This was a few days ago, but I haven't seen any updates to it. Daryl in North Carolina, thanks for calling in about the 20,000 tons of ammonium nitrate on a Russian ship in Norway that had some sort of emergency just off the coast of that Nordic country. Go ahead, Daryl, you're on the air.
Yeah, so think about last year. We made a big deal out of just, it was 30 tons of ammonium nitrate that dropped out of that train, vanished from the train. So this is 20,000 tons. And what happened, what's being reported, is this ship ran aground, needed some repairs, so docked itself into a NATO port, which is Norwegian, right next to a big hospital and university.
Whoa.
Well, the Norwegians found out about it, and they've moved it off out of that port, but not too far off. I mean, a short ways off, and it's kind of being quarantined. It's got tugboats around it. I think they've got a 500-meter or foot circle around it. But so it's still sitting there, and nobody knows what's going to happen with it. So like Matt said, it's either going to go boom or it's to feed somebody. But, dude, I mean, this what incredible blackmail. You know, if the Russians, and you're like, because, you know, they're mad at the Norwegians over that underwater pipeline, right, that blew up, the Nord Stream. Right. So is this tit for tat? I wanted to tell you, too, if Trump doesn't win the presidency, Putin a couple weeks ago said, American conservatives can move out here. He's going to make migrant villages outside of Moscow for conservative Christian Americans that want to escape this cannibalism that you're talking about that's coming up. So I propose that if something goes sideways and Trump doesn't get in, we start an InfoWars village in Moscow. We can get a couple thousand people out there and teach them how to, make American-style movies and shows and stuff. So what do you think?
I don't know. It's tempting. At the same time, I'm like an eighth generation Texan. I don't think I'm going to go anywhere. It is tempting, though, and I wouldn't blame people for taking advantage of that. I just feel a little bit of an obligation. I think it's a great idea for Putin to do. And again, I wouldn't blame people in the slightest if they wanted to take advantage of that. I just love America too much Now, I think your numbers may have been a little bit off. The ammonium nitrate that went missing from the train in California was 60,000 tons, which I'd forgotten about that story, but apparently that just disappeared. We'd never heard of that again. 60,000 tons. Okay, I lose my car keys sometimes, folks. 60,000 tons of ammonium nitrate goes missing, and it just, that's the end of the story. Okay, crazy, totally crazy. And the story about the Russian ship, I had heard about it, and I heard they towed it away. I'm trying to find now. Oh, yeah, so that explosion in Beirut. If you remember that explosion in Beirut at the docks, that huge explosion that some people actually thought may have been a minor nuclear explosion, may have been a false flag attack they blamed on ammonium nitrate. But taking the official story as true, that massive explosion that leveled city blocks that was knocking people over miles away. Chris, if you can pull up some of the videos of that explosion in Beirut, just so people can remember how giant that was. That was 3,000 tons of ammonium nitrate. So imagine that explosion multiplied by at least six, and you're getting to what an explosion of ammonium nitrate, that ship, 20,000 tons, would look like. So 3,000 tons of ammonium nitrate exploded in Beirut in that warehouse, and the effect was incredible and massive. And this type of thing has happened before. There was I can't remember if it was World War I or World War II, but there was a ship in, I think it was Halifax, similar type of situation. They were either running ammonium nitrate or, you know, some sort of other explosive munitions out of Canada, and two ships collided, and one of them was disabled, and it went towards the port and exploded and blew up basically the entire city. So, yeah, the video you're seeing now, 3,000 tons. The Russian ship, 20,000 tons of ammonium nitrate, runs aground, emergency signal, docked at a NATO port. Yeah, pretty dangerous stuff. In 1921, about 4,500 tons of ammonium nitrate caused an explosion at a plant in Opau, Germany, killing more than 500 people. The deadliest incident in U.S. history occurred in 1947 at Galveston Bay. At least 581 people were killed when 2,000 tons of the chemical detonated on board a ship that had docked at port. More recently, an explosion involving ammonium nitrate and other chemicals killed 173 people at the port of Tianjin in northern China in 2015. So an extremely dangerous explosive. And then Oklahoma City as well. That was ammonium nitrate. Used to blow up that building and all of the records of the anthrax vaccination program and also Hillary Clinton's misdeeds. But that's beside the point. Thank you for your call, Daryl. I'm glad we haven't been, you know, I'm glad it hasn't exploded yet. I'll just say that. I'm glad the headline today isn't Norwegian city obliterated by, you know, Russian explosion. If you want to talk about an escalation of the war, that would be it. Let's go now to Matt in Massachusetts. Matt, thanks so much for calling in. You're on the air about the culture war in Massachusetts. Go ahead.
Yeah, hey, how's it going? I just want to say you're doing an awesome job, and I've been listening to InfoWars since the early 2000s. And if I could, real quick, I'd love to plug Vitamin Mineral Fusion. I love that stuff. I take it. I give it to my kids. We had a lunch truck guy that comes by the shop every day, and he was out sick for like a week, and he showed up one day just to collect some money. And I gave him a fair amount of Vitamin Mineral Fusion and told him to take it. The guy was back here 3 days later feeling awesome, saying he loves the stuff. It gives him a boost. I told him to go to InfoWarsStore.com, and he ordered himself some of it. And this guy, if it didn't work, he would have busted my chops about it. So I just want to say that stuff's awesome. And
that's amazing. You became like a wizard. You're like a mysterious sorcerer that's like, I have this magic powder for you that can cure your ails. That's awesome. I love it.
Oh, yeah, the guy loves it. The guys in the shop, too, couldn't believe it. They're like, that stuff really works. And they're like, no wonder you never get sick. You know, I never get sick. I use a lot of your products, but I love it.
That's awesome.
So I'm up here in Massachusetts. I'm in the thick of, like, liberalism. Outside of California, we probably got it the worst. New York, Massachusetts, and California. And I want to say that I've never seen so many Trump flags and Trump signs ever. It's all over the state, especially where I live in Leominster in Northwestern County. There's Trump flags, Trump signs. I have a Jeep. When I put my big Trump flag on it and drive it around, people scream Trump. They wave. They beep. I mean, it's you feel like a celebrity wearing any kind of Trump gear around here. Every once in a while, you get a dirty look. When I did this, when he ran last time, I used to get the middle finger and people would swear and yell and like give me dirty looks. And it's totally different now. I mean, wow. There's no way that he's going to lose unless they steal it. I have never seen this kind of support. And this is in an area. So where I live is in Leominster. And if you look up the top 10 hottest real estate markets in the United States by Realtor.com, we are in that list. Beautiful, beautiful area. I've lived here my whole life. And we are overrun with immigrants, and they're sending more of them here. They keep putting them up in the hotels and the motels. They're in all the small surrounding towns that aren't like a city. And it's getting to the point now where when you drive around, you got to be careful because they'll run up to the car. They'll start banging on the window. They try and talk to you. Some of them can speak English. Some of them can't. I got a friend that works for MOC, which is an NGO. And they help set these people up. And this girl's worked for MOC forever. She does it because she loves kids, and they do stuff for kids. But now she basically has to work with the immigrants. And she's telling me how these people get debit cards and about how she helps them sign up for grants. One of the grants we have in Massachusetts is to give them $30,000 to help them with transportation or a place to live tax-free. It's a grant. They give them all kinds of EBT and benefits. When I go to the grocery store up here, I'm paying $350 to feed my family, and I don't want to sound racist or bad or whatever, but this is just the truth. These people come through with shopping carts over full of brand name items, steaks, Doritos, all kinds of soda, everything, and they pull out the EBT card and they just pay for it and walk away with all this food. So people in the liberal states, people where you wouldn't think that they would vote red, are having enough of it because they're seeing that these people are banging on their cars. They're overtaking the schools. We're losing teachers. The hospitals are closing because it's costing a fortune to put these people through the medical system. We've had multiple hospitals close up here in Massachusetts since all this has started. So I just want everyone to know I'm in the thick of it. I'm in a deep blue state, and this state is turning red. When you're out in public and you talk to people, everyone's sick of it. Everyone's feeling it. So if Trump loses, it's because they stole it. And that's coming from someone who lives in the deepest of the deep blue states. And I just want to say, I love you guys. You do a great job. Don't stop. Don't ever give up. And thank you for all you do, Harrison. I love your show.
Wow. What a powerful call. I got nothing to add. I mean, it is completely insane. It is exactly as you described. And of course, this is the goal. I mean, this is the goal. This is the point. They wouldn't do this if, you know, these people weren't going on welfare. Like, they're bringing in people to be subsidized, to be drains on the system, to not provide anything, not do any work. I mean, we are paying billions of dollars literally to have people just sit around all day in America. Just do nothing. Just do nothing. I couldn't even stand it. If that was the case, like, I would have to work, I'd have to go out and do something, I'd have to create something. We are paying people to sit around all day. The people that are working, the people that are grinding, the people that are saving up, they are the fools, right? The American citizens are the fools. They are the ones who are being played. They're the ones who are stupid at this point. And I hate to say it, but that's the world they're setting up. That if you are actually responsible and hardworking, you're an idiot, because it's the people that are lazy, conniving thieves. They're the ones who get every break, every benefit. They get all the food they want paid for, all the nice $30,000 grant for transportation or a home. This is typical, and I'm not even surprised. It's infuriating, and you're exactly right. If Trump loses here, it basically has to be fraud, or the American people are all just suicidal. Maybe they're all just suicidal. Let's go to clip number 7 here. Here's Chuck Schumer. Here's their goal with all these migrants. It's pretty blatant.
The only way we're going to have a great future in America is if we welcome and embrace immigrants, the Dreamers and all of them, because our ultimate goal is to help the Dreamers but get a path to citizenship for all 11 million or however many undocumented there are here.
Yeah, 11 million or 50 million. Yeah, however many there are, give them citizenship. It's the only way that we'll survive. the hell is he talking about? This is the only way that we'll have a good life is if we give 50 million foreigners who have been living here on our dime citizenship so they can vote in our election. This is treason. This is treason. What did Daryl Cooper say? What did Martyr Maid say in the video that we played yesterday? There's no point in history where an absolute monarch, a god king, a pharaoh could treat his citizens in the way that we're being treated by our leadership and not be hung or have their head cut off. That's how history used to work. The people that are in charge of our country right now are the most traitorous, tyrannical, abject tyrants the world's ever seen. And how many times have we said, at least in the past, tyranny would come with a modicum of benefit. At least if you were being tyrannized, so were the criminals. At least if, you know, some absurd law was keeping your mouth shut, at least they weren't moving in a family of Haitians next door to eat your cat, right? At least there had to be some semblance, some modicum, some iota of concern for and loyalty to the people of the nation. That is not even, they don't even pay lip service to it anymore. It just goes on and on. And honestly, the saddest thing about it is the rapidity that this is happening. I have family in Ipswich, Massachusetts, outside of Boston. And if you read stories from H.P. Lovecraft in the early 1900s, 1910s, it sounds exactly like I remember Ipswich being when I was a little kid. Like he's describing the same towns. And they looked the same for 200 years. And within the last 10 years, they've been destroyed. And in 10 years more, they'll be unrecognizable. Because it's an attack that's happening. It's not a natural process of human movement and immigration over time. No, it's an invasion. It's an attack. It is an overwhelming number of foreigners supplied by, funded by, armed and housed by our government for the sole intent and purpose of displacing, overwhelming, and stealing the political power of American citizens. It's treason. It's treason. It's treason. It's treason. Let's go out to another call now. We've got Dave in Arizona. Go ahead, Dave.
Thanks, Harrison. You and Greg were on fire this morning. I love it. So I'd like to start with a quote, if I could. The only thing necessary for the triumph of evil is for good men to do nothing. And I'll offer that we've been in World War III, fostered, facilitated, and financed by our governments, state and local, since May 25th of 2020. You'll remember that's the night that Somaliopolis started burning. And we saw at that point that the federal government, which is a backstop, they report to us, the states, and the states themselves did nothing, and we, the people, did nothing. And I wish I could do more. I wish I could support the platform financially. I haven't had a job. I haven't had any income since May when my company moved to Tampa, Florida from Arizona. But so I'm out planting seeds. I went to see J.D. Vance for the first time yesterday. He was on fire in Phoenix. I've seen President Trump 12 times here in State 48. So I keep planting seeds. Jesse and I do all the time. But I'm still shocked that we can't capture the language. We can't call people that cross the southern, northern borders illegal invaders, because that's what they are. They're breaking our laws. And then when lots of them get here, they're contributing to our rape culture. And it's the sociopathic overlords in our establishment class that are running all this. And the reason Chuck Schumer wants to get those, he says 11 million people or however many illegals are here, citizenship, is because what's going to happen is the 300 million people that are true citizens of our country
When he says we will not survive, he's not saying we as in we Americans. He's saying we as in himself and people like him. We'll be right back.
Supplements are the second fastest growing industry in America over the last few decades. AI is now outstripped it. And that's because people continue to learn how amazing the compounds are that Mother Nature gives us. Now, ladies and gentlemen, not all supplements are created equal. InfoWars MD line, more than 15 products, are all the very best you're going to find at extremely low prices. Take our CBD oil, gummies, and 1,000 milligram tincture. We private label it from a top company. They sell it retail for double what we sell it for. Does that give you an idea how amazing these products are and how low the prices are? Just get InfoWars MD CBD, test it out, see how great it is, and then I know you're going to want the other products like our ashwagandha, like our super green food, like our 95% curcuminoid, turmeric 95. They're all available under the InfoWars MD line at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support. This keeps us on air. Plus, these are game-changing products. Get yours today.
The eugenicists over 100 years ago were very public about their plans. They financed major universities. They ran full-page stories and advertisements pushing their propaganda in the New York Times, other major newspapers, that the family as we know it is a bad thing and must be ended. And the first step in that is getting women out of the household and teaching women that cooking dinner and taking care of your sons and daughters and husbands is a bad thing. And I was just sitting here tonight making dinner for my daughter, my 4.5-year-old daughter. My wife makes dinner a lot of times, but I like to make it as well. I love to make breakfast. And literally, it's the funnest thing on earth to make food for your family and be nutritive and then all sit down together and have that communal event. And that's what the system is attacking and bombarding, is our normal biological actions are coming together. They really are sick, evil, scientific cult of filth that want to domesticate us and turn us into lab rats. We cannot let this continue.
How's it going, Harrison? Thank you for taking my call. You guys have the best crew. You guys are awesome. Just wanted to plug real quick. Just recently found out after 14 years, I got a quarter or half my muscle torn off from my shoulder blade, right? So I've been in constant pain for years, and the turmeric, the nitric boost, the fish oil, everything. If I don't take it, dude, I'm totally feeling it, and I'm on the floor. This is one of the only things is your products that gets me going. If it's helping me, and I've been in pain for 14 years, you guys got to try some of it.
Wow. Yeah. It's true, folks. You hear people call in like this all the time. These products are life-changing if you take them as directed, especially combined with exercise and a good diet. Things like Bodies, the turmeric supplement, Turmeric 95 from InfoWars MD. Incredibly powerful, life-changing stuff at InfoWarsStore.com. Thanks for the call, Drew.
Folks, Nerve Renew is in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and this supplement is amazing for a number of different reasons. First of all, we know that prescription opioids and pain relievers end up making us feel groggy, cloudy of mind, and frankly, addicted after time. But with Nerve Renew, we have key natural ingredients. It's a nerve support formula designed specifically for peripheral neuropathy and nerve pain relief. So if you need help relieving your aches and pains and inflammation and maybe even some nerve damage that you have from an injury or just working with your hands for years and years, Nerve Renew is the way to go. So by visiting InfoWarsStore.com and getting Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top of the website, not only are you investing in your own health, relieving your own pain in a natural, healthy, and safe way, but you're keeping InfoWars on the air. We know that InfoWars is under attack. Alex Jones is under attack. Freedom of speech is under attack. But you can fight to keep InfoWars on the air. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and get Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Some late breaking news from Zero Hedge into the migrant conversation that we're having. In August, foreign-born workers gained 635,000 jobs, while native-born workers lost 1.35 million. Yes, folks, 1.35 million native-born Americans lost a job in August. 635,000 non-Americans gained jobs. You're being replaced. You're being replaced. This is genocide. This is genocide is what it is, and that is the plan, right? I mean, that's what they want. This is the design. This is what they're doing on purpose. Maybe I didn't put the video in, but this is, like, they're open about this at this point. I mean, I think it was Joe Biden was giving a speech going, we're going to bring in workers. You guys need workers. We're bringing them in. Don't worry. You'll get cheap, dirt cheap labor with these people from the third world. They aren't middle class. They don't have expectations of the American middle class. You don't have to pay them a living wage. We'll subsidize their housing. We'll subsidize their food. We'll subsidize their education and transportation. You pay them the bare minimum, and we'll replace the Americans to the tune of $1 million a month. How long can that go on? It's so blatant. It's just so blatant. It's so crazy. Before I go out to calls, I do want to visit our good friends, the Young Turks, Cenk Uygur, Anna Kasparian. Over the past year or so, they've dipped their toe into reality. Something they have studiously avoided for the entirety of their careers. They've actually started to acknowledge the effects of their stated policies. They were 100% behind defunding the police. They wanted it to go further. They wanted no half measures. They wanted to defund the police. Only to, a couple years later, go, where are all the police? But crime is out of control. This isn't right. Now, they haven't quite gotten to the point where they recognize the obvious, that all of their asinine, socialist, evil policies result in massive suffering of the people that they're trying to help. But they're getting there, and we want to encourage them. Cenk Uygur says on X, agree with online right-winger, just 2%. Their reaction is, welcome to the party, MAGA welcomes you. Agree with an online leftist, only 98%. They call you a Nazi. I think I can explain this, Cenk. People on the left are evil. Does that sum it up for you? Does that make it pretty obvious what side you've been on this entire time? Are all of the criticisms about you and your retarded ideas becoming clear now, Cenk? That this isn't an anomaly. This is baked in. This is the heart of your ideology. Total subservience. Total submission to whatever asinine new ideas the most extreme retards in your party come up with. And that the other side, genuinely good people, genuinely want to be left alone, genuinely want what's best for everybody, want to raise their families, want to have good jobs. While your side is just full of rabid activist morons, useful idiots, and traitors. He's dipping his toe. He's dipping his toe, folks. He's even, it's a Christmas miracle, acknowledging the well-known, well-established, and highly evidenced fact that Venezuelan gangs are taking over apartment buildings in Colorado. And look, folks, I know we shouldn't be necessarily celebrating the barest acknowledgement of reality, but this is a big step for them. This is a unique situation they find themselves in. Cenk says, local news in Colorado has absolutely confirmed Venezuelan gangs took over apartment buildings in Aurora, Colorado, including a report by a legal team hired by the property owners. So why are the local authorities ceding U.S. territory to foreign gangs? Why haven't the cops gone in already? Hilariously enough, Savannah Hernandez responds, I spoke to local officers who shared that after the 2020 defund the police movement, officers felt like they can't enforce the laws without being called racist, and that's why the law isn't being enforced. The answer to your question, Cenk, can be found in the mirror. It's you. It's your policies. Why is the U.S. ceding ground to the foreign gangs. What did you think was going to happen? What did you think was going to happen when you advocate for defunding American police and to import 20 million foreigners? What did you think was going to be the outcome of that, dumbass? These people, my God. Here's a tweet from Cenk Uygur in 2020. I'm done. I'm now supporting defund the police 100%. I already largely agreed with the substance of their argument, and now I'm down for the framing, too. There's no reform or transformation that can fix this. We have to start over and completely rebuild policing in this country. Okay, you did it. You did it, Cenk. It was rebuilt as unaccountable Venezuelan gang members having total, you know, physical power in an area. What did you think was going to happen? Oh, but the police were racist. They were slave catchers first. Morons. These absolute morons. By which I mean, welcome. Welcome, Cenk. Welcome to MAGA. We love you. Idiot. Look, you got to admit it. You got to come fully over. There's no half measures here. In this case, there's no like, oh, gee, I guess I was wrong about that, but I still believe everything else. No, your whole ideology, your whole belief system, your whole socialist worldview is utter crap that kills people and destroys civilizations. Wake up to that and start telling the truth for once. And then we will welcome you. But let's go to clip 21 here because I had a bit of an argument on air because, you know, people like Hassan Piker or Destiny, which, again, I love these guys. These guys I like because they're honest, because they say the things that leftists typically know better than to say. They celebrate the fact that a Trump supporter was murdered at his rally in Butler. They think that was a good thing. And because you have to. I mean, if you think that Donald Trump is a Hitler and that his supporters are facilitating a, you know, new genocide, like, the inevitable conclusion is, yeah, you probably want them dead. These people are just the ones dumb enough to express that. Let's go to clip 21 here. Anna Kasparian and Cenk Uygur arguing about his nephew. Let's watch.
Left extremists, you're not supposed to do the same thing. So here, Octo Squiddy's member on Twitch asks a good question. Cenk and Anna, please tell us who the left is that you keep referring to and never defining. I'd really like to know as a self-ascribed leftist. No problem, because that we do that sometimes on the show. You don't know what we're referring to. Do we mean the whole left wing? Absolutely not. Okay, the majority of the left wing is perfectly reasonable on this.
Are they? You and I might have a disagreement here, Cenk.
Yeah, we have a massive disagreement. You give those tiny little leftist streamers way too much.
They're not tiny little leftist streamers. Cenk Hassan called the city council member racist for helping this woman move out of that. But that's not a small streamer. That's a huge streamer. That's not a small person.
Okay, I mean,
do you know what I'm saying?
I mean, what are we going to get into this now? We're going to be like Trump with crowd sizes?
But hold on, Anna. The Democrats come out and push back against that narrative, Cenk. The mainstream Democratic Party, do they come forward and push back against that narrative? Because you have the Democratic governor denying all of this. So I don't know who on the left wants to do something about it.
Oh, she's physically becoming more white. Anna Kasparian, Aryan princess. I hope they're waking up. I really do. I hope it's possible to wake them up.
An InfoWars fan favorite is now back in stock after over a year of not being available. It is the vitamin C and zinc with rose hips. Now, this is a copy of Linus Pauling, who won the Nobel Prize for his findings on vitamin C's formula. It is 1,000 milligrams of organic vitamin C with zinc to take it into the cells and rose hips. He believed that supercharged it. This formula is amazing. We've not had it for over 12 months, and now it's available back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. It is simply incredible. What it does for your whole body, your immune system, is next level. So whether you're in super good health or not in good health, everybody benefits from this formula. It's back in stock, discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin C and zinc with rose hips at InfoWarsStore.com. And it funds the operation. So that's a win-win. Get your vitamin C with zinc, the Linus Pauling formula, at InfoWarsStore.com.
At InfoWarsMD, you can find the most popular in-demand supplements available and sourced at the highest quality. Nitric Oxide, Probiotics, Joint Relief Max, Nerve Renew, Prostate Support, Collagen, Superfood Greens, Turmeric, Ashwagandha, CBD, along with Mushroom Match Nootropic, Better Mood Plus, Libido RX, and Good Night Sleep. Improve the quality of your life and support the InfoWar. Go to InfoWarsMD under Health and Wellness at InfoWarsStore.com.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I only encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us. And that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
America is waking up to the sad and painful fact that we've been under a multinational, globalist, deep state intelligence agency controlled coup for decades in this country. We didn't have full control 30, 40 years ago, but they're really attempting full control now, and that's where we are. And InfoWars has engaged in the best long-term analysis of the enemy operation and predicted the resistance movement would form against it and the fact that we would have major successes against the enemy, but they would then double, triple, quadruple down. That's where we are now. So it's more important than ever that InfoWars stay on the air. I just want to thank you all for your support and spread the word. It's more important than ever that we get funding. We're trying to make it easier for you to fund us by simply going to InfoWarsStore.com and getting great products that enrich you and your family's lives. I want to just encourage you all to not forget that without you, we won't be here. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com today, and I thank you.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Sure, you go to InfoWarsStore.com today. Keep the frogs straight, folks. Save the frogs. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today. Make a purchase. Improve your own life with the incredible supplements that we have. But best of all, know that what you're doing is a perfect form of protest against the censorship that we see already being established as well as being hinted at and coming down the pipe. InfoWars was the first and primary target of their censorship. We have survived thanks to your contributions. We will continue to fight for the sake of liberty and humanity and the American way. But we can only do it so long as you support us at InfoWarsStore.com. Let's go out to callers now. We've got Miss Lou in Florida on line 9. Go ahead, Miss Lou, you're on the air.
Hey, Harrison, how's it going? Great show. Oh, my God, very powerful. I've been listening a while. I have one thing to say to the caller about moving to Moscow. Putin is a child of the KGB and has just endorsed Kamala Harris. Need I say more? But the reason that I called, can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, the reason that I called you regarding the whole censorship thing, which you've touched on a lot in this show, and certainly you guys have been the targets of it. This whole tenant thing, all of it, that was a setup. It was a honeypot setup. And conservatives had better realize that anything that happens from here to the election, and especially afterwards, should Trump get in, that they are going to go full on the false flag and the right is going to be blamed for it. And that's why they're going to be able to come after every single conservative talk leader and media leader in this nation.
I totally agree.
It's interesting. Here's the thing. They've already said everything they're going to do. We know Jamie Raskin, commie daddy Marcus Raskin, had said that if Trump gets in, they're going to pull the reverse J6. They're going to use the same tactics. If they get even one man over in the House, and they are going to completely deny the electors.
Yep.
And that's why he said civil war. And they all have to get bodyguards.
They are preparing. We know it well.
Yes.
Absolutely. No, you're exactly right. And again, now is the time for unity. And like I see people online, I see people on the right on Twitter, like mocking Lauren Chan or mocking these people and going, I guess you're a Russian agent. And it's like, I mean, this is just, you have to be able to see what's going on here. You have to be able to see that these are the redcoats marching towards you in a line, and you're sitting there like jabbing the guy next to you with your with your sword. And it's like, the hell are we doing here? The enemy is dead ahead, charging at us, and you're causing chaos and sowing dissension in the ranks. Stop it. You're a liability. I totally agree, Miss Lou. From Miss Lou, we go to Mr. Lou. Lou in Missouri. Thanks for calling in. You've commented on Red Pill to TV, Mr. Brian Wilson on band.video. Go ahead, Lou.
Well, no, I'm a lady.
Another lady. I'm sorry. They put Miss Lou in the other one, so I only assumed.
Lately, I've been Mr. Lou.
Miss Lou, thank you for calling in.
Yeah, listen, while I'm on hold, I'm thinking I have to tell you about the song that I found on YouTube before I make my point. It's called As a Nation We Weep. It's on YouTube, and I think you'd like it if you take a listen. You might want to even close the show with it because it really, you know, describes what this whole country is going through and how we feel.
All right, the crew is pulling that up right now. We'll play
awesome.
It'll play us out on this segment. So thank you for that.
You're the best. So Brian Wilson is on Prophesy Again TV on X with an S, Prophesy Again TV. And this pastor that he's doing an interview with, it has the ability to line up current events with biblical prophecy like no one you've ever seen. I would highly recommend you get Pastor Andrew on your show and really have an in-depth discussion on how these things are taking place, because you've never met a rebel pastor like this in your whole entire life.
Interesting.
And so Brian Wilson, and it doesn't even matter about denominations, I don't think, at this point. We just want the truth, and we want to know why these things are happening. And this pastor, Andrew Henricus with an H, is the only person, and I've been following different, you know, pastors for over 20 years. This guy has the ability to nail it and give us the answers that we're looking for.
What was the X account you said again? Prophesy?
Prophesy Again TV.
Prophesy Again
TV.
Like
in the Bible, it says you must. Yeah.
Yeah,
like
I'll,
in the
I'll
Bible,
check that out. I know I was talking to Mr. Wilson. Before he did the interview, I know he was really excited for it, so I'll have to check that out. I wish I knew about it before. I maybe would have played a section of it today, but I know he was very excited to talk to
him. If somebody would just get this man on the air, it would be incredible.
Well, let's share those links, folks, and go to band.video and share Red Pilled TV with the world, because, yeah, he does really good work. Thank you so much for the call, Miss Lou. I'm sorry for misgendering you in the beginning. I do want to get to a few more calls since people are on hold and I've been rambling too much. But thank you very much for the call, Lou. Let's go to Joe in Arkansas now on line two. Censorship. Go ahead, Joe. You're on the air.
Well, Harrison, thank you for taking my call. I think Garland and Mayorkas and I think the reason they're so bold and blunt and Harris as well, is because they know that the fix is in, and no matter what, they're not going to let Trump in. That's why they're doing all these threats now. They're going to be coming after people. They know Trump goes to court in 12 days from today, and I do believe they are going to lock him up. I believe they're going to take him off the playing field because him, RFK, and the others that's on the speaking tour with him, they know that is powerful. Mm-hmm. And so I do believe they are going to take him off the playing field. And I mean, so I believe that's why they're so bold, because, and you're right, we're in dangerous times. But I mean, we're in such dangerous times right now. And I also believe Greg Reese is right. I don't think there's going to be an election. I think they'll put Trump in jail. They'll probably poison him somehow or do something like that. Well, you know, something along those lines. But, I mean, and we're just watching it all happen. I don't know what the majority of Americans think, because we don't need to do nothing but look at the last 4 years. They're not going to give any of this back to us. We're going to have to take it back. We're going to have to take it back. If we want our freedom back, we're going to have to take it. I mean, they're not going to retreat. They're full steam ahead.
Yeah.
There's no sign of them retreating. We're going to have to take it.
No, you're exactly right. Yeah, that's a great way to put it. The things that we've lost are not going to be given back willingly. They're going to have to be taken. The old phrase, right? You can vote yourself into socialism, but you have to shoot yourself. You have to shoot your way out of it. And that's where we're headed, folks. As we've known for a long time, the answer to 1984 is, in fact, 1776. Thank you for the call, Joe. Let's go now to Carl in Michigan, called in about the migrant invasion. Go ahead, Carl. We've about a minute left in today's show.
Hey, Harrison. How you doing today?
Good, thanks.
Excellent. First off, I want to say I think we're going the way of UK right now. I mean, with their Muslim issue, where they're taking over and they're protected class of people. I think the Venezuelans and all these gangs taking over is about the same.
Yep. Same strategy, route, same tactic, same outcome, 100%.
Right. They're tearing us down. We're being hit from all sides. I mean, we got the Venezuelans, we got the Muslims, we got everybody here in the United States.
Look, it's getting I completely agree. You hit the nail on the head, Carl. Thank you for the call. Look, the censorship is here, and it's only going to get worse. The violence, the migrant crime, the destruction of our economic system, it's only going to get worse. They are not going to let Trump be president if there's anything they can do to stop it. They're going to try to do false flags. They're going to try to provoke a hot civil war. They're going to try to cancel the election, maybe by starting a world war with Russia or Iran. Do not put anything outside of the realm of possibility when these people are who you're dealing with, these psychotic, insane bastards that run our country and the world. Stay vigilant. Get ready. We'll see you next Monday. Thanks for being with us, folks. Alex Jones, 90 Seconds.
Supplements are the second fastest growing industry in America over the last few decades. AI is now outstripped. And that's because people continue to learn how amazing the compounds are that Mother Nature gives us. Now, ladies and gentlemen, not all supplements are created equal. InfoWars MD line, more than 15 products, are all the very best you're going to find at extremely low prices. Take our CBD oil, gummies, and 1,000 milligram tincture. We private label it from a top company. They sell it retail for double what we sell it for. Does that give you an idea how amazing these products are and how low the prices are? Just get InfoWars MD CBD, test it out, see how great it is, and then I know you're going to want the other products, like our ashwagandha, like our super green food, like our 95% curcuminoid, turmeric 95. They're all available under the InfoWars MD line at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support. This keeps us on air. Plus, these are game-changing products. Get yours today.
Hello.
Don Harrison, thank you for taking my call. You guys have the best crew. You guys are awesome. Just wanted to plug real quick. Just recently found out after 14 years, I got a quarter or half my muscle torn off from my shoulder blade, right? So I've been in constant pain for years, and the turmeric, the nitric boost, the fish oil, everything. If I don't take it, dude, I'm totally feeling it, and I'm on the floor. This is one of the only things is your products that gets me going. If it's helping me, and I've been in pain for 14 years, you guys got to try some of it.
Wow. Yeah. It's true, folks. You hear people call in like this all the time. These products are life-changing if you take them as directed, especially combined with exercise and a good diet. Things like Bodies, the turmeric supplement, Turmeric 95 from InfoWars MD. Incredibly powerful, life-changing stuff at InfoWarsStore.com. Thanks for the call, Drew.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.